at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Got five games that are tipping off before 4 o'clock Eastern time. So now, for basically between now through, I want to say, next Sunday, it's basically nonstop college hoops for the next 10 days. I mean, it's just, this really, today really is the kickoff to madness. Pac-12 starts later. Got that dark horse Washington pick later. UNC, I think, is a tough draw today. I think they've got a chance to beat Syracuse, but I would not expect them to go much further than that. I think the ACC tournament as a whole, I would be shocked if it's not one of the top four seeds that gets into the final.
23-1, the Tar Heels are to win the ACC tournament.
I don't think they're going to win the ACC tournament, but it was a nice win for them last night. They played well over the last like week and a half or so. Listen, when they didn't have when Cole Anthony came back, he had to shake off the rust a little bit. And you know, once he starts to get into a little bit of a rhythm, they have a puncher's chance. This will be an ultra close game today. The number is what it is for a reason. I would like to see North Carolina win the tournament.
Like chaos.
And yeah. You can't say like, oh, the girls, you know, they're the Cinderella and they're the underdog. It's the North Carolina Tar Heels, right? They're the blue bloods, the definition of blue bloods. But this unit, these kids that got ripped, that have sort of, it's been a rough year for them, let's be real. So it would be, I'd like to see them go on the run, but I think it, you know, it probably comes to an end after tonight. I think they could win this game. And you know, as far as the board today, I'm looking at these games and nothing jumps out like, oh man, that's like wicked. I gotta see that. I think it'll start to come in the next couple of days right now, but we cashed a ticket with North Carolina last night. And, you know, like I said, I hope they're able to do it just because it would be fun, right?
Right, and putting Roy Williams in the NCAA tournament with a hot team, you don't want to face them.
Yeah, they're not. They can't win that many games.
95% of the action early on UNC. This is that's the late game tonight, so everyone's going to be rolling their bets over to this game. I mean, if everyone's going to be betting UNC tonight, I think. And that's why Syracuse actually might be a pretty sneaky play. I'm curious what the line movement is on this game. The game that I'm really interested in tonight that really jumps out at me is Washington against Arizona. Arizona's obviously in the tournament. I think Washington, and I know I've been talking about the Huskies for a week now, I'm very, very fascinated to see how they play in this game. Tough draw for them to get Arizona again in the first round after beating them just a few days ago. But if they can do it again, if they could beat Arizona again for the second time in a week, the draw shapes up really nicely for them. They get UNC in the set or USC in the semis, and then they would face the top seed Oregon, who they played very tough, very tough. It took a buzzer beater for Peyton Pritchard to beat the Huskies earlier this season. So I think this is actually the tougher of the games between now and the finals for Washington, considering they just faced Oregon a few days ago. Fascinating matchup tonight.
I know you like them, and I want to get back to it, but I do want to ask a question because I was looking for this line on Pittsburgh NC State in the ACC tournament at 2 o'clock. I can't find a line. FanDuel, DraftKings, it must have just come out.
It just
dropped.
What
was the delay?
Well, actually, you know what the funny thing is? I was doing some Big East capping today, too, and the Big East tournament lines didn't come out till like 30 minutes ago.
There's still no number for Pittsburgh and at various books, at least.
I see 4.5.
Right. Off the board.
Offshores, I see. Yeah.
Off the board right now.
But why do you think that the line is taking so long to come out?
I don't know. You know what? Honestly, with teams that played the night before and the day before, it changes the dynamic for the odds maker, right? Maybe there's an injury behind the scenes that we don't know about. But it's curious. Like, look, FanDuel's down for maintenance right now.
Yep. Yeah, that's bad timing on that.
And Bet365 has the game off the board right now. And one thing, too, most of these books just copy and paste each other. It's sort of like one computer service that, like, provides these numbers. So if one book isn't going to have the number, then the other. Like, none of these books have, like, an odds maker. Like, the old days of an odds maker, a fat guy with a fedora smoking a cigar, there's a few of them, but they're basically retired.
They're in Vegas.
It's all, yeah, but they're retired in Vegas even. It's all just computers. So, curious, though. Pittsburgh, nice win for the Pittsburgh Panthers yesterday. Yeah. And shout out to NC State's women's team, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting to the tournament, but they won the ACC tournament. Which is crazy about this, you surprised Ariel, I'm dropping this.
I am.
Is the fact that NC State, that's their first championship in anything. Like, they didn't win ping pong, like cross-country skiing, badminton, volleyball, swimming, basketball, crosswalking, jaywalking, or any other event. Like, NC State.
It's so true.
Like, no, I'm not saying yeah. this to, like, it blew me away. I'm like, how did you guys not
That's
win
surprising.
One thing ever?
Yeah.
They've got a good history, too.
They've never won anything. It's the first conference thing they've yep. won. Since 1992.
Well, I was going to say, I remember it was 83. You know, that was the famous year. Yeah.
But what's crazy about that actually is they're actually an NFL quarterback factory right now. They have, like, most quarterbacks Phillip in the NFL Rivers. Out of anyone else, which is crazy.
Ryan Finley.
Do you count Russell Wilson there? Even though it's kind of split?
A whole pack of Badgers.
Split?
He considers himself a Wisconsin Badger.
He does. Well, because he won more at Wisconsin.
Now, they didn't let him play both sports. That's why he split. Like, he doesn't like...
NC State baseball is legit, though, so...
So is wrestling. We'll talk some more college hoops and NBA next.
Line up, learners!
The Early Line.
Boston Celtics are one of the teams that I do believe could upset the apple cart in the Eastern Conference. And the reason is because they are deep. Kemba can have an off night. It won't matter. You talk about guys like Marcus Smart. You talk about guys like Jason Tatum, who... In the last few months, I believe, is on the precipice of being recognized as a star in this league. I think the playoffs will be a coming out party for Jason Tatum.
Weekdays, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern on the Sports Grid Network. DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? $20 a pill for the other pill. You're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now. Save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700. And qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
The best friends.
I'll make cover story old. I think you'll get better numbers from Story than you will Turner. Are you okay with that?
Well, so we talked about this, right? We had a whole show about this. What do we do about this home road split with Trevor Story? Trey Turner hasn't been able to stay healthy. Same with Trevor Story earlier in his career. But Story, for me, you're going to get more power. You'll get less steals, but I think all the other numbers will probably be pretty similar. I'm good with Trevor Story over Trey Turner.
Weekdays, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Sports Grid Network.
In the NBA last night, the Brooklyn Nets were at the Los Angeles Lakers, and pretty much everyone thought LeBron James was not going to play in this game. LeBron James surprised us all, and not only did he play, he put up another 20-plus point game, but the Nets still beat the Lakers 104-102, closing as 12-point road underdogs, and it was plus 650 on the money line.
Big cash there.
And credit to Cam Stewart. Yeah. I don't know how much he actually put on it, but if you tune into Game Time Decisions, we talked about the Brooklyn Nets being a dangerous team in this spot, getting double digits. Now, what's crazy about this, and I always tell people, we all overanalyze this stuff, and I get it. It's people's jobs, and, you know, we hear the same damn cliches every day. But a great example is everybody thought LeBron was going to be out of this game. I thought LeBron was going to be out of this game. I placed my bet thinking LeBron's not going to play. All right? So then I see LeBron's playing. I'm like, God, that's just great. I'm like, that's just great. I could have gotten like, really? And what happens? Brooklyn wins anyways. Brooklyn wins anyways. One thing about that game that baffles me, and this is for all you LeBron fans out there, and I'd like to ask a smart basketball guy this, actually. When we get one, we get Coach Nick or Pete or someone. We get like one of these, smart coach guys. For the life of me, guys, I don't understand. You see this over and over with LeBron James all the time. At the end of games, he takes it to the rack and he kicks it out for someone else to take the shot. And Richard Jefferson said it last night. And the Brooklyn Net crew is a great crew.
Jefferson's a very underrated broadcaster.
Yeah, he's very good.
Very good, actually.
So Jefferson and the company said last night, it was the right play to kick it out, which it was. There were three nets in the paint, like where LeBron was going to. He kicked it out to a wide open Anthony Davis. I totally understand that. Yet we see this time and time and time and time again. Like, I don't understand why you guys don't pass the ball to LeBron James. I never understand the theory of
he wants the ball in his
yes,
hands.
Yes, you just said it, Jared, and it's on him. It's on him, right?
He wants the ball in his hands. He's got broad shoulders.
Yeah, but he never takes a damn shot. And I'm not calling him. I used to call him out for it, but whatever. I'm not going to be stupid and call LeBron James out and say he's scared of the shot. He likes to say, "Well, I did the smart play after." Yes, fine. But the smarter play for the team would be for you to be the one that's wide open after, right? Like, they never create anything after, and it baffles me. And it's been this way his entire career. Like, not so much at Miami because he had good players with him at Miami, but at Cleveland, same thing. Like, how many times you see in Cleveland, instead of LeBron just taking it to rack and slamming it or getting fouled, he'd kick it out to, like, Dellavedova. And Dellavedova would miss the three, and then after he'd be like, "Wow, it was the right play to kick it out to him. I trust my teammates." It's like, yeah, bro, we trust you more than we trust him. Like, you're making more money than him. Just take the damn shot. And then, ironically enough, anyone who saw the game at the end, LeBron, and he makes this, like, great move at the end of the game. He could have tied the game with 4 seconds left. He misses a stone-cold, not even a layup. Like, he was right under the basket, and I was like, all right, just dunk it, bro. And I don't know what he did. Like, he decided not to dunk it. He changed his mind about dunking it, and he tried to just, like, place it in the basket. Of course, it's rolled out. Nice win for Brooklyn, though. But I don't want to hear.
Did you see the video of Kevin Durant's face when Anthony Davis went up for the shot?
No.
There's a video on Twitter.
But I don't want to hear about, Jacques Vaughn, this is great, and Atkinson. Vaughn didn't do a damn thing last night. And, in fact, they blew like a 9-point lead in the last 3 minutes, and Vaughn's standing there not calling a timeout.
They scored 17 points in the fourth quarter. They wanted to give that game away last night.
You're right. And exactly. At some point, I was like, Vaughn, bro. Like,
that's what's going to happen.
You got to call timeout. You've got to tell everyone, chill out. It was like a street ball game. They're kicking the ball out of bounds, and I'm like, oh, God, they're going to blow this. But, we had 12 points. But
Weird game last night. The Nets held, and the Lakers are usually a team that gets to the line a lot. They only got to the line 12 times last night. LeBron went 1-5 from the line. So
that is a bizarre stat.
They're a team, the Lakers, with LeBron and AD, they are just bullies in the paint. For them to only get to the line 12 times and only make 7 of them, which is, 58%.
That's a sign, though, of
a little timidness, maybe, just hey, no. Settle for jump shots.
Yeah, no, it's a sign of laziness.
Yeah, after what their gauntlet over the last week, I'm not surprised.
They played the Clippers. They played the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah.
If you look back, too.
Let's just take some jump shots, and hopefully we win the game.
If you look back, too. Remember, like, it was last Tuesday. It was about 10 days ago, 8 days ago, whatever. It's hard to keep up with these days. They're all the same. But the Raptors and the Bucks played. It was a big showdown on a Tuesday night. It was last Tuesday, actually. All right. So it was a big showdown between them. And the Bucks beat them because, the Bucks lost to the Raptors in the playoffs. Look at the Bucks since then. They've lost.
They're banged up. Now, they lost three or four. They lost to Denver the other night.
Now Giannis didn't play, et cetera. But even when he played, they lost after. They got so up for that Raptor game and these other games. It's like a little come down after. And if you're the Lakers, these guys are just, they were like Mike Tyson, taking on one comer after another. Hey, Denver, screw you. Boom. Hey, Clippers, Kawhi, bam. Right? Milwaukee on the Friday night. Lakers, boom, take that.
Lakers get the Rockets tomorrow. So.
Yes, I wouldn't want to be the Rockets tomorrow.
No, I wouldn't want to be the Rockets tomorrow.
Well, that'd be a fun game.
The Rockets just snapped their four-game losing streak. Rockets just snapped their four-game losing streak yesterday.
Yeah, it's sports, guys. It's the NBA, like it's 82-game season.
I know.
Yep. It's a roller coaster, ebbs and flows.
And then you've got in a couple of weeks, you've got the Lakers going to the six for a matchup against the Raptors.
Yeah, but the thing is. Nobody will be talking about any of these games in June, right?
Correct.
It's like, right. Like if the Celtics get bounced, hey, remember when Jason Tatum lit it up 3 months ago? We're in such a now period. It's a weird time of the year right now in the NBA. We're not quite there yet.
March is always that month.
Yeah.
Because it's like everyone's, I mean, my focus is elsewhere.
Or even the NBA players are probably more interested in the NCAA tournament,
that's
right?
That's probably true.
And then also the distractions going on with everything
else
right now.
But this year actually is a little different in the NBA because you can actually still get into playoffs potentially. A lot of times it's like, we're screwed. The season's set. Like in the West right now, the seeding is important this year. That's my point about this.
Very important.
But college basketball definitely takes center stage for the next couple of weeks.
In the NBA, though, with this time of year being, like you said, the ebbs and flows, injuries, or just people having injuries, how do you try to handicap these games?
You put a blindfold on. You take a shot of tequila and you just...
This is a very, honestly,
I see you're killing it on your MSG.
She is.
Pick, so just
she's
keep doing
very
doing.
Well at the long shot parlays. Like guy to score a certain amount of points and a team win.
We didn't hit yesterday.
I would say you're about almost 500 this year on those, and those are like $500 bets. Yeah. Plus 500 bets.
The thing is, in certain games, like last night with the Nets and the Lakers, I wanted nothing to do with the side in that game for exactly the reason that happened.
I was the sucker that fell
yesterday.
For the Lakers.
I took Spencer Dinwiddie over 18.5 points, and I was like, if LeBron doesn't play.
She's the sharpest NBA capper in the room.
Totally. But no, the truth is, I don't like to take those chances on a game like yesterday where everyone's saying LeBron James is out, yet I haven't seen anything up until 10 o'clock.
You said you recently started watching Seinfeld.
Yes.
You got to watch the opposite. Just sort of skip the seasons and stuff. Watch the opposite episode.
Oh, yeah, that's the best one.
With George Costanza.
The salmon swim upstream.
Decides
swim downstream.
Yeah, to do everything like the opposite of his instinct.
I'm 40 years old and I live with my parents.
that's how you approach the NBA. But honestly, you have to look at it like oftentimes when the star player is out, the team wins, right? The first couple of games, everyone else steps up, and then reality kicks in.
So with Milwaukee.
Yeah, look at like the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yes,
we're in the first couple of games, Ben Simmons was out. Well, look at
great
this, man. Shake Milton's better. Hey, scored all these points.
40 points against
the Clippers. Look, we don't even need Embiid, man. We're scoring all these points. Then about like 4 or 5 games later, it's like, oh, my God, we're screwed. Like reality kicks in.
I expect that with the Nets too, with the new coach. I think that I expect it to deteriorate as it goes further.
No,
along.
The Nets will be the same, dude. They're like, what's going to change about them?
Yeah, the late game stuff will change.
Like I said,
28 turnovers against the Bulls. Yeah, there, but 17 like I said, points in the fourth quarter last night.
The players on the Nets aren't going. They're grown men. They don't honestly. They don't care. Like Atkinson wasn't cool. What happened to him? Trust me, nobody on the Nets, even if they like them. It's like a jungle, man. There's a dead carcass and the animals move on. That's life in the league, right? Like Spencer Dinwiddie last night wouldn't have been any different if, you know what I mean, he plays the same. Joe Harris's 3-ball stroke isn't any different because Vaughn is there.
That's true.
Or whether the coach is there. The players, and that's the whole thing with the Nets. That's why after I didn't want to hear, oh, look, they fired Atkinson, they won. They could have won anyways. The Nets are who they are. They'll play good for a couple of games, and then they'll sort of get exposed for not having one in the interior. You know what big key for the Nets last night? DeAndre Jordan was actually engaged.
He was one of the ones that was really fired up about the Atkinson thing, so I'm not surprised that he's played with a little fire.
Yeah, because he's starting now, and he can pad his stats, right? That's why. And that's where it comes from.
I think he liked Atkinson. I think he did. That's from everything I've heard.
You think that the win last night helped solidify the Nets' chances at making the playoffs?
Oh, they're already already a lot.
They have more talent than the other teams beneath them in the East. So it would take a collapse. I think they're pretty safe. I thought maybe if the Wizards played well last night against the Knicks, but
what about the Magic?
The Magic are a decent team. I mean,
you think the East is locked?
Magic have won three in a row. They beat Memphis on the road.
The problem is for those teams like Orlando. Yeah, it was a nice win for them.
It was a good win.
Last night was a good win at Memphis. Give them credit.
I think it's like eight straight overs for the Magic, which is weird because they're like a defensive.
They are an over machine.
Yeah.
I like Orlando. I've always been an Evan Fournier fan. I like
Markel Fultz. Been incredible.
Gordon, Vucevic, all of them. They're good too.
Yeah,
they're
a solid little team.
The problem with them is they're screwed.
Yeah.
Right, they can't.
Yeah, they're going to face the Bucks in the first round, probably.
Yeah, they don't. They can't climb the standings high enough. So even if they, we finished seventh, great. You play the Raptors, who beat you in five last year. Orlando won the first game, and the Raptors won the next four. So what then? The Raptors always lose game ones of series.
We're going to switch back over to college. Coming up next, Andy Toole, the head coach of Robert Morris.
Colonials!
Coming up next.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Five teams clinched an automatic bid into the NCAA tournament yesterday. One of those schools was Robert Morris. They beat St. Francis 77-67 for the Northeast Conference tournament title, and we're joined now by Robert Morris's head coach, Andy Toole. Coach, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, guys.
So congratulations on the win. The first time since 2015 that this program is headed to the NCAA tournament. You said after the game, this is one of the toughest teams that you've ever coached mentally. Why?
You know what? Every single time there was a challenge during the course of the year, every single time some kind of adversity hit, guys rallied, guys raised up, guys attacked the challenge. And I think that's how you become championship level. You know, we played a quarterfinal game where, you know, our opponent had an opportunity to win the game on a shot after we had missed some free throws late. But our guys never flinched. They never blinked. They continued to do what was necessary and do the next right thing. And, you know, that's happened time and time again during the course of the year. You know, we have guys that were committed to winning, guys that prioritized winning. And so everything else became secondary for them. And they would talk about it often as a team. You know, different guys would bring it up at different times during a practice or a film session if they didn't think guys were where they needed to be. And they really held each other accountable and they really worked. And, you know, I think that's all a result of being mentally engaged and being mentally tough.
And it has to be a byproduct. It starts at the top, Coach, and congratulations. Yeah, when I look at your basketball team, that, you know, I think in a letter R, and not for Robert, but resiliency. And you just talked about the mental toughness of your team. You had such a tough schedule to start the season. And I know that you guys want to get out there, get your kids battle-tested, get yourself ready for conference play after the fact. But you and your coaches had to be sitting in the hotel bar one night going, wow, we're 2-8. Ooh. Like, how are we going to bounce back? You don't know how the kids are going to respond to that. You just talked about some of their character. Talk to me a little bit about the first couple of weeks of the season when you were going through some growing pains playing against some big-time schools on the road.
Yeah, it's certainly really a challenge. You know, we're playing against, you know, some of the best in the country, and you're trying to explain to them that, hey, we're getting better. We're making some small wins. We're playing better for longer stretches. But you're right. They want to win. And you're trying to figure out rotation. You know, as much as you've gone through workouts in the summer and all fall practice, you know, you're seeing who can do it when the lights are on. And we knew some of the guys. We were trying to add some other guys into the rotation. We were trying to figure out what lineups work best. And while you're doing it, you're playing against ACC and Big East and Mountain West schools and going, all right, well, you know, can we survive this? And, again, it goes back to those guys. You know, it goes back to them understanding that this was part of the process. And they never stopped working. They never, you know, got down. You know, they were frustrated and they wanted to win. But when we had games and opportunities to go out and win, they responded and played, you know, the way that we expected them to. And again, that comes from those guys. I mean, as coaches, you're trying to throw as much stuff against the wall as you possibly can. And we were fortunate that a bunch of it stuck with this group.
Coach, down the stretch, it was tough. You lost 3 of 5 heading into the conference tournament, but then you turned it around. You had a very slim win that opening round. And then you guys kind of had it on cruise control in the semis in the final. What was said to the guys heading into the conference tournament to kind of change the mindset a little bit and got you guys focused for this run?
You know, it was a couple things. You know, going into our last regular season game against St. Francis, PA, where we played for the number one seed, you know, we really talked about them becoming more passionate and being more emotional. You know, we have some leaders on this team that are you know, pretty stoic. And we talked to them about maybe the missing ingredient for us was that emotional edge, that energy, that passion that, you know, teams have. And Mike Isolino, one of my assistants, showed him clips of Drew Brees and Kobe Bryant and Kevin Garnett and, you know, all the Tom Brady and all these guys, these superstars and these championship level players in huddles, on the sidelines, in locker rooms, you know, getting after a teammate, supporting a teammate, challenging a teammate, you know, just coming out of the gates with, you know, just that passion. And I think from that St. Francis PA game through the Final Four, which we were able to win, it was that energy. You know, we went out, you know, the last couple of times, guys coming out of the locker room, you're hearing them yelling, screaming, chanting. I'm going, who is that team? And, you know, I think it was that emotional piece. You know, I think the guys really went all in emotionally. They connected. And I think you saw that on the court. You know, we got off to great starts in every one of the tournament games. Obviously, the quarterfinal game was a close one. But then the last 80 minutes we played, I'm not sure there was, you know, much, if any time during that stretch where guys weren't locked in, energized, and playing with that passion and that energy that you'd love to see.
You guys had 4 guys score in double figures. And we often hear coaches and players talk about peaking at the right time of the year. Well, it looks like Dante is peaking at the right time of the year right now, Coach. A career-high game. How gratifying is it as a coach? Like, do you ever think, like, even during a game sometimes, are you so locked in? Like when you see him hitting these shots and you're thinking, man, 2 years ago, this guy was just a kid. And here he is right now carrying me, helping me get to the tournament. I guess, you know, what's it like as a coach? Is it, I don't want to compare it to parenthood, obviously, but watching the kids develop before you coach must be extremely gratifying. And especially, as I stated, Dante Tracy just stepped up large.
Yeah, and parenting is probably a pretty good comparison, even though, you know, maybe I'm more like a cool uncle.
Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah, I don't want to insult your own kids. Yeah. I don't want dad. He loves my players more than me, right? Exactly, coach.
You can go ahead and insult my own kids whenever you want. you know, it is amazing to watch the growth. And you know, when you get in these kind of situations and you see these guys excel because of the work they put in, because of the toughness they have, because of the way they prepare. You know, I have a note on my phone of post-practice summer shooting with Dante. And, you know, every day when practice was over, we would go and do, you know, make a certain number of threes, and we would keep the percentages and we would track them. And I have them on my phone still. And so when you see him step up in the biggest moments and make some of the shots he made, you're just so happy for him. You know, I think that's the feeling. Like you just feel like, okay, like this is why we do what we do. Yeah, we want to compete. We want to win. We want to have championship level teams, and we want to go to the NCAA tournament. But some of the reason we do this is to see that growth and that development. And so to see him just continue to improve year after year, to see his performance and his confidence grow and become the player that he was last night. I mean, that's just what this is all about.
You are the sixth youngest coach in Division I basketball. How do you use that to your advantage when going up against very experienced coaches who have been at this NCAA tournament time and time again?
I'm still the sixth, and I feel
yes.
You know what? It's everybody's got the same job. They got to prepare their team. They've got to be able to get their guys to buy in and to believe and to execute their plan. And it's helpful. I have a great staff, and we have, you know, some really good veteran leaders on this team that, you know, help carry that message. And I think, you know, we've shown enough film. We've been through enough as a team where, you know, when a coach makes an adjustment or a coach gives a suggestion, you know, guys are engaged with that. And we talk all the time about, we're never going to tell you something that's not going to be in the best interest of the team. We're never going to tell you something that's going to help us lose a game. At least we're going to try not to. And so, you know, I think our guys believe that. They understand that. And our staff puts in the work, and we have good game plans. And, you know, I think guys have seen the positive results when we follow the formula the way we're supposed to. And I think that helps build that trust and that camaraderie and that ability to, you know, coach the guys and prepare them to be successful.
Coach, you don't know who you're going to be playing yet, but we know whoever it is, they're going to be good. So what kind of challenge is it? Do you sit back and watch like eight teams and figure, well, you know, it's probably could be one of these 6 to 8 teams. Let me just sort of get a mini head start. Or do you just, is it like the kid Christmas morning? You open up, you find out Sunday night, and you'll get at it. So, and I wanted to ask you, who do you think? Everybody talks about, it's wide open this year, but there's some pretty good basketball teams in the country. Who are they, Coach, when you look at this tournament coming into the tournament?
Well, I think Robert Morris is a pretty good basketball team, but, you are, Coach. Thank you. For the next 48 hours, I'm watching nothing pertaining to any type of scouting-related activities since my iPad's about to explode over the last, you know, 3-4 months. I'll watch some games tonight of friends of mine and, you know, root guys on and be able to try and get their opportunity to go to the NCAA tournament. But from a scouting perspective, you know, maybe Saturday, Sunday, we'll start to have a feel of who we might get,
yeah.
You know, whether it's in the first four. Or it's, you know, being somewhere in a 15, 16, somewhere else. But
you can't start getting crazy, right? You can't sit at home. All right, Kansas is playing. Oh, look at this. Look at that. Yeah. Look at this. And all Duke's on TV
now. I'm not writing notes about Azubuike. you know, it's going to be what it is. And you know, we'll get an opportunity to go and have enough time to prepare and, you know, get our guys ready to play. But again, some of the preparation has been going on all year long, right? You're not going to go into a game and completely switch who you are and what you do. And, you know, that's how we'll approach it. And when we find out who the opponent is, we'll get ready for him. But, you know, obviously you talk about it being wide open. You talk about, you know, Kansas, Gonzaga, some of those teams that I think have really had, great seasons. You know, Kansas being the unanimous number one only a couple weeks ago for the first time all year is crazy. And I think it just shows, how wide open this tournament will be. Louisville, Duke, obviously, Michigan State, all those guys will have opportunities. And, I think it's going to be an exciting tournament.
Coach, right now the projections have you guys playing in the first four in Dayton, and we've seen the governor be very vocal in Ohio about having there be no spectators in the stands for those games. Have you prepared your team at all for playing a game in an empty arena, and how do you prepare a team for that?
Yeah, it's called the Northeast Conference. Sometimes we play games in empty arenas. We'll figure it out when we get there. I mean, we haven't prepared anybody for anything yet. We'll have to bring our own energy if that's the case. And, we'll have to do what we can do to be able to, play the best we can. And I hope they'll allow fans to come. I really do. I think a big part of the tournament is that atmosphere, especially when you're a participant, feeling the bands, feeling the fans. We were there a couple years ago in Dayton and it was awesome. Dayton played after us and the place was full and, it was a great environment. So hopefully some fans are allowed to be there, but whatever it is, it is.
Thanks, Coach.
Andy Toole of Robert Morris.
Good luck,
thanks,
Coach,
for joining us. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
We'll be back with Gabe and Get Off My Lawn next here on The Morning After. Stay on the grid.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Here's a possibility for Detroit, their bullpen. You know what happens with major league teams that are kind of in this rebuild mode. They're not going to invest a lot of money in the pen. There's a big difference when Farmer is in the seventh and Jimenez is in the eighth and Shane Green is in the ninth. Remember how good Shane Green was for Detroit? They still only won 56 games last year. Now he is gone. Who's going to get them to the seventh or eighth inning? I'm not really sure. I don't even know that Ron Gardenhire knows.
Weekdays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern on the Sports Grid Network.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
Call 800-282-5112. 800-282-5112. That's 800-282-5112.
We've got the NBA, we've got college hoops, which is starting at 11:30 this morning, and some hockey, but first, let's see who Gabe Morenci is kicking off his lawn.
Hey, you kids.
Get off my lawn.
I asked you nicely. Well, now I'm getting very irritated. For the last time,
get the hell off my lawn.
Well, once again, there's a lot of people that I'd like to tell them to get the hell off my lawn. But let's start with the students at the University of Dayton. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on right now with the coronavirus. It's hard to keep up with all the news. You know, I'm just trying to keep up and stay on top of everything that's going on in the sports world that pertains to the coronavirus. And I'll tell you what, I came this close. Remember, I was talking about this a couple of weeks ago. I was talking about buying that VIP package for the Sweet 16 at MSG. It was like $750, all you can drink, both games, luxury seating, skybox, and all that other type of stuff. Well, I'll tell you what, at this rate, you have to wonder whether there's going to be people allowed into the arena. Now, I talked about this last week, about the Division III stuff, and if it's not safe for people to be converged in an arena at a Division III game, then therefore it would not be safe to be converged at an NHL, NBA, or any other freaking game. And listen, I hate when people say, I'm not a doctor. We know you're not a doctor. And you know I'm not a doctor. And in fact, I don't even go to hospitals. So, and do I know anything about anything? No. But like many other people on TV that are uneducated, giving you dumbass opinions, I am another one of them. And I'll tell you right now that this virus stuff is, it's getting out of control right now from a real health perspective, okay? Now listen, I'm not overly concerned about my own well-being just because I'm like Mr. Burns, all right? I've got like 99 different things wrong with me, yet they're all converging at one. I got pain all over my body. They're all converging. They can't get through the door. You remember? Like when the doctor told Burns, and he goes, this little cute guy's influenza. There's pneumonia, right? I got them all. I'm sure Corona's like somewhere. It just, you know, and it's like Burns said. So what you're saying is I'm invincible, all right? So listen, it is what it is, but let me tell you something, man, all right? For all you people out there that say, it's just a flu, man. It's just a flu. It's just a hoax. You know, it's, I don't know what everyone's freaking out about. Listen, you think they shut Mecca down? Right? These guys don't stop for anything, all right? You think Alabama's relentless in running the football? Hey, listen, man, they like to pray, all right? And when they're shutting, like, Meccas down, you know it's serious. But we're seeing, like, the, you know, different leagues, you know, step up. There's no, like, national any sort of directive right now, so it's up to governors and mayors, etc., to make their own decisions. So let's get back to Dayton. The governor of Ohio says, you know what, it's a bad idea to put thousands of people in one place. He just plays the game in Dayton next week. Let parents in. Let the parents in. It'll end up being a couple hundred people anyways. There'll be an atmosphere. It'll have that sort of high school gym atmosphere to it. And you know what, maybe after all, let the damn bands in. Right? If you can have 1,000 people, why not? Put the bands in, put the parents in, get some atmosphere in the arena, and we're off and running. But I see that they're rioting right now, and it's not good. Number one, you're dumbasses for rioting, all right? Number two, I know we're going to give you a little history lesson here, but bad things have happened on Ohio campuses before with protesters, Kent State, right? Like, guys, let's everyone chill out over this thing. People are freaking out about a coronavirus. Next thing you know, a bunch of kids are going to be dead on a college campus after a riot. But let me ask you dumbass kids something, and I'll speak slow for you because I know you go to Dayton. So if they shut everything down, they are doing this. Listen, kids, college is not good for you, okay? They make money off of you. You are not a student. You are a customer. They do not want to send customers away, okay? They make, every time you, every second you're there, they're making money off you, kid, all right? You know, you think they want to shut this down? What I don't understand is you guys are bitching about shutting classes down, yet if they don't do anything and you all get sick and your professor drops dead in front of you, you're all going to complain some more. And I don't know what the hell the Columbus Blue Jackets are doing. The Columbus Blue Jackets say they consulted with the NHL and they're going to go on, never mind what the governor says. Yeah, because I know, because Gary, what, is Gary Bettman, MD? And I saw Charles Barkley last night. Charles Barkley was on one of the shows, Stephen Colbert. He said it would be a disgrace and you can't play the March Madness without any fans. Listen, I love you, Chuck. And if I want advice on how to lose a bet, I'll ask you how to do it. If I want a funny basketball story, I'll ask you how to do it. If I need a phone number of a hooker in Arizona, I'll ask you for the number. All right? If I want to find out where the nearest donut stand is, I'll ask you, Charles Barkley. And as much as I love you, Chuck, I think you should lay off with the medical advice right now. This is what it's come to. Chuck says, don't worry about it. Everything's going to be just fine. I'm not so sure. And if you're sure, you better get the hell off my lawn.
Hey, you kids.
Get off my lawn.
I asked you nicely. Well, now I'm getting very irritated. For the last time,
get the hell off my lawn.
Mr. Burns, I'm afraid you are the sickest man in the United States. You have everything.
You mean I have pneumonia?
Yes.
Juvenile diabetes?
Yes.
Hysterical pregnancy?
A little bit, yes. You also have several diseases that have just been discovered in you.
I see. You're sure you just haven't made thousands of mistakes?
No, I'm afraid not.
Well, this sounds like bad news.
Well, you'd think so, but all of your diseases are in perfect balance. If you have a moment, I can explain.
Well,
here's the door to your body, you see?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it.
Great episode.
That, like, there's a door and there's a bunch of little germs and diseases, Ariel. Mm-hmm. They all can't get through the door. Like, they're all squeezed. They're all squeezed in. The best part is when he says, so what you're saying is I'm invincible. They're like, well, they're like, and the doctor says, no, not really. The slightest wind could kill you. So it's very much like me.
Great episode.
I'm either going to live to like 119 or
it's over tomorrow.
Or I'm going to get blown off. Like, I'm going to get blown into the Hudson off the NY ferry one day.
It just
what happened?
Sure
he fell off the boat. Like, he's got
indestructible.
It.
Oh, no, no.
Corona,
in
though,
fact,
just, like,
even
wouldn't
a slight
be the way for you. Like, you need a really good story.
No, no. I'm like,
No, Corona's not your...
No, that's not enough.
No, he needs, a great ending. I don't
know. I like your style. I like
you need
like
to be, on stage performing.
I like CJ. I like that
and
better,
then
too.
Something
I
happens.
I like your style. At least you recognize that I must go in some,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Epic
the stage
way.
Collapses, you survive it, and then, something else happens after that where everyone thinks you survive, and then it's like...
Trust
me.
I often think about the end, all right? I often think about the end and how it'll go. I'm assuming that I'll die poor and alone in a small apartment somewhere in the dark because I can't afford my electricity bills.
It'll be something from the Super Bowl.
I'm not just saying that as a joke.
February 5th, around it's something from after the Super Bowl is going to happen. That's the timing.
Well, you know what? Super Bowls, I actually gauge my life from Super Bowls. Basically, I actually made Cam cry once. I'm good at that, though. That'd be a bet. Give me five. I'll bet you $1,000 I could make anybody cry. Some people take a little longer, but I made Cam cry. I knew we were a little he was vulnerable. He was a little under the influence at the time, as I was. But it was the Pittsburgh, Arizona Super Bowl years ago, all right? And we're in Vegas, and I look over to him. And I said, you know, Cam, I said, the way that we live and our lifestyle and stuff, I said, we probably have about 25 more Super Bowls to watch only. And after the game, I said, 24. And I just saw a little tear. And then, not to be morbid, but me and Ted Savransky, Teddy Covers, got into a little bit of an argument about this, in which it's kind of a morbid bet, but... We're going to bet whether he says there's a better chance that he makes it to Super Bowl 75 than me.
Are you guys older? Are you guys the same age?
We're in the same, we're in the same category here. And I believe that Super Bowl 75 is doable for me. See, it's like depressing.
That's
if
20 years, right?
If I think about it.
25 years.
Yeah, I set my expectations low, Jared.
That's
I'm not sitting here saying Super Bowl 100. No, I'm like Super Bowls. That's how it started. I said Super Bowl.
I'll give you 75 and a hook.
They said, well, how many Super Bowls do you think you're going to see, Morenci? I said, well, we're at Super Bowl 38 now or whatever. I said, Now, this is more recent. I said Super Bowl 75 would be nice.
When I met you, I thought you were like my age.
Yeah, it's because I look at.
Yeah, no, I know. That's why I was surprised when I heard your age.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I'm like Donald Trump. I'm in perfect health. I like what the did you see the I should be. I'm too pale. I should get like the orange.
We'd get you a spray tan.
Did you see the Surgeon General?
Yeah.
The guy is like the head doctor of the country.
Doesn't look like
he's a robust, like 35-year-old black dude that looks like he played like football or something. The guy's ripped. I don't like this surgeon. He's like Surgeon General, and he actually said with a straight face, he's like, Donald Trump's in better shape than I am. With a straight face. And I'm thinking, bro, you just lost all cred here with me. He's like, how am I going to listen to your advice on medical issues, like when you're sitting there? So that's it. I'm like Trump. And you know Trump, same thing. Like, Trump could drink a glass of coronavirus, wouldn't affect him. Like, he is indestructible, this guy. Like, I'm telling you, like, he's going to go on forever.
I think that you're pretty indestructible. You run through traffic in New York City. You have about 15 minutes to get here, and you make it.
I get the job done.
You do. You avoid traffic. It's very hard to do that. You live through the bus.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-720-5971. 800-720-5971. 800-720-5971. That's 800-720-5971.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the product. They offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
USA.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Federal officials say over 1,000 cases of coronavirus have been confirmed in the United States. The number of cases in New York State alone is at 176. Officials effective today taking some major steps to try to slow the spread, especially just north of New York City. Governor Andrew Cuomo says schools, temples, and other buildings with large gatherings are closing in a section of New Rochelle for the next 2 weeks. That starts tomorrow. Joe Biden celebrating 4 primary victories yesterday over Bernie Sanders, telling supporters in Philadelphia last night,
"This campaign is taking off, and I believe we're going to do well from this point on. Take nothing for granted. Want to earn every single vote in every single state."
Sanders told reporters last night he's not out of it, and he's looking forward to debating Joe Biden on a Phoenix, Arizona stage on Sunday evening. And this is USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they could help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
At a time when the economy is under pressure because of the coronavirus outbreak, every economic report is being closely watched. One just out about the inflation rate for February, it was unchanged from January and unchanged from February of last year. The overall inflation rate rising 0.1% last month, that was the same as in January. The 12-month rate of inflation, 2.3%, which is exactly what it was in February of 2019. As Joe Biden celebrates yesterday's primary victories, video of a confrontation between himself and a man believed to be a worker at a Fiat Chrysler plant in Detroit over guns has gone viral.
"I'm not taking your gun away at all. You need 100 rounds?
You were a veto when you said you're going to take our guns
away." "I did not say that."
Jerry Wayne says he thought Biden's reaction to being questioned about his gun control policies was unfortunate.
"I thought I was pretty articulate and respectful, and he kind of just went off the deep end."
He spoke on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
There's an agreement to reauthorize the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, lawmakers in the House striking a bipartisan deal just ahead of the law's expiration on Sunday. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the agreement strikes the balance between protecting American security and their civil liberties. The bill could go up for a vote as soon as Wednesday. A number of musicians are pulling their tours off the road because of coronavirus concerns. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Pop star Miley Cyrus is canceling her Friday benefit show in Australia because of an official warning about the coronavirus. She said, despite the cancellation, she'll still be making a donation to help the victims of the Australian brush fire. Cyrus was briefly married to Australian actor Liam Hemsworth. They lost their home in California during a wildfire in 2018. Just hours after Cyrus canceled her concert, organizers said next month's Coachella and Stagecoach music festivals in California will be postponed until October. The Coachella lineup included Travis Scott, Frank Ocean, and Rage Against the Machine. Scheduled to perform at Stagecoach Country Festival, Carrie Underwood, Billy Ray Cyrus, and Eric Church. Green Day, Ciara, and Mariah Carey are also rescheduling their shows.
Again, that's our Wendy King. Find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
So Bradley Beal had 21 straight games of over 25 points until that Miami Heat game where he had 23 points. He goes off again last night. Why is he so hot right now, guys?
Because he's got a green light.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got a green light, the style they play. And you know what? He's a great shooter. Yeah. He really is a great shooter. There's a difference, though, and I like Bradley Beal. I've always liked Bradley Beal. But there's a difference between being a great shooter and putting up massive stats on a bad team and being a great player. That's the one. It's almost criminal, actually. And the Raptors have tried to get Bradley Beal a lot over the years. Masai Ujiri's always liked him. They offered DeMar DeRozan for him before. Like, they've come close a few times. But I'd love to see Bradley Beal. Imagine if Bradley Beal was on the Lakers and they were popping it out into the corner for Beal for three. Like, imagine if Beal actually had talent to play with. If Beal wasn't like the star guy and Beal was just like another guy, he was part of your big three or four, it would be a lot of fun to watch this guy play. I like to, you know, for his own winningness sake. But
would you put Wall in that category? Because I do think that the Wizards have an interesting core with Hachimura and Napier and you know, obviously.
No, Bradley
Beal is out, but
he's only doing this because John Wall is out.
So if John Wall's in, Beal, but they don't have the same chemistry.
They hate each other. Like, they don't get along. Nobody gets along with John Wall on that team. Mm. Nobody wants John Wall back on that team. And I would, you know, they were just going to try to trade John Wall, right? Between the two of them, they didn't want to trade Beal, but Beal was the one everybody wanted. John Wall's a weird dude. He's good.
Yeah.
But
an interesting.
He seems just to, there seems situation. To be conflict with him getting along with other people on the team.
So would you say that the Wizards who are having like an average below, slightly below average season would be worse with Wall?
It would be, yes. You know what it would be? It would be the exact same. They'd just be dysfunctional. Like, no, this has been going on years, guys. Like, they fight. Like, they don't. They publicly mock each other. Like, they tweet at each other. Like, it's the only NBA team that, like, tweet at each other on Twitter.
Scott Brooks
negative
not
stuff.
Like a real strong.
And don't forget, going back years ago, this is also a team that fought in the locker room so much so that guys started pulling guns on each other.
That was
right?
A
so
story.
If you're the Wizards have always had crazy guys. Like, Kelly Oubre Jr. is pretty, like, whacked out. Now he's on Phoenix, obviously, but my whole point with Beal is great. I'm a big Beal fan. I like to see him on a good team.
Right.
You know, his talent is going to waste, really. But the Wizards tried to tank this year, Jim.
That was their plan.
We're going to tank. Let's just play fun basketball.
They're kind of
otherwise,
a no man's land. Like, it's like they're tanking, but they're
yeah. They should be worse.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's like a weird. Like, they're the ninth seed right now in the East. It's weird.
I would like try if I was them. I'd give it another 2 weeks. You know what I mean? You can't, like, just quit. But once you realize, listen, we're not making the playoffs. Like, it's
They're
real,
not.
real. You got to tell Beal.
Last night was big. That Nets win over the Lakers, I think, almost like locked that playoff.
Yeah, but they were already done.
I know. But I think that really made it, like, because that was a game that everyone thought they were going to. That was an L on the schedule.
It's such a crappy draft this year.
It is.
And I don't know that. There could end up being a superstar 5 years.
But there's no Zion this year. There's no Ja Morant.
No, but I'm not even talking about that. You know, the top guys are going to be good. But, yeah, there's Zion. Dude, Zion's like a once in 50 years guy.
Exactly.
But
even Josh.
It's
like
not
no
like,
franchise player.
No, but I'm saying it's not like teams are like, oh, you know what? It's a big difference, man, if we're 12th or 9th.
The best player
everyone's,
might be the 10th pick.
Yes.
Yeah, we honestly.
They're all throwing darts.
Yeah.
Right? But at the same point in time, you're right. You don't want to be drafting right there out of the play, like 18th. You know what I mean? 14th type thing. They're going to be on the outside looking at it. But nice run by Bradley Beal.
Yeah, it's crazy how much the Wizards have been able to gain traction in the playoff race, even if they don't make it.
5.5 back of the Magic right now. Again, I think Orlando and Brooklyn each have won 3 straight. I think it's pretty set. I think over the next week.
Yeah, there's only like 17, 18 games left.
There's really not a lot of time left.
Like
The Wizards are 24-40. There's 8. They have 18 games left.
Yeah, like for them to make it, they'd have to literally go like 16-4.
Yeah.
And they would need these other teams to somehow go
16
down the. Like, it's not going
to
happen.
Yeah, it would
it's
have
over.
To be like 13. With
you know what, though?
Games left, 13-5 and 5-13.
I credit the Wizards players, coaches, everybody, not the owner. I'm never going to credit that guy. But I credit the Wizards for, number one, trying. Like, they've entertained. Like, they compete, they entertain, they're having fun. Like, Brooks stated, he goes, you know what? We're not the most talented team.
They're
allowing
the most points in the game in the NBA this season. Yeah. They're having some high-scoring games.
Yeah, well, you know what? They know their stadium will be empty. The arena is going to be empty. They got
to
entertain.
We'll look ahead to some more games for tonight coming up next.
Full-time fantasy.
Bote is that Swiss Army knife that I always talk about. So last year, 50 games at second, 67 at third, played 9 at short. That's the kind of guy, not a sexy player. I get that. I get it. Not sexy at all. But in round 30 of your draft, when you need a guy who plays different positions, you shove him in there. You shove him on your bench, and then he plays. So there's value to that.
Weekdays, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time. time. TheBestDate100.com.
On the NBA slate tonight, and the one that probably stands out the most, and it is, according to oddsmakers, the closest game of the night. The Nuggets are facing the Mavericks. Mavericks coming off a back-to-back, and now they are home dogs at plus one.
It's always difficult with the Dallas Mavericks, and I know you guys know this. It's difficult breaking down NBA games this early in the day. I hate to, like, take a cop-out with it. We don't know the status, right? Is Doncic going to play tonight?
Yeah. On the back end of a back-to-back. Who knows?
And he played a lot of minutes last night. Him and Porzingis combined for 72 minutes last night. They need both of these guys against Denver because Jokic is going to bang. You know, Grant's going to bang. And Dallas is just such a different team without Doncic. I mean, it's almost unbelievable. And I give credit to Porzingis. He's showing me something this year. I did not expect him to be able to carry any mail with Doncic out, but every time Luka has been out, KP has stepped up. So that's an interesting handicap tonight. If Doncic does not play, look at Porzingis' props.
Even with Doncic tonight, I think Denver the play, personally. And I'm not sitting here telling you it's the lock of the month. But you know, Doncic, you know, Steph Curry's probably not going to play this evening. You don't really know. There's a lot of question marks around the Dallas Mavericks. And the Denver Nuggets... you know, there's a lot of matchups where certain teams lose to each other all the time. It's like MMA. It's like, you see this in sports often. And Dallas and Denver have a little dynamic like that going, where Denver get the better of them. They're 4-1 the last five times that they played against the Dallas Mavericks. You know, coming off that tough game last night, I think I lean with Denver here. It's a lean.
I think Dallas knew that the game today was much more important. They got outscored in the second half. I believe it was 62-50. And you could tell they probably were taking the foot off because they led that game last night at the half against the Spurs pretty convincingly. I think they were up 10. And they 65-50 in the second half. They were outscored last night. And they had a lead at halftime. And you could I think they were like, maybe we're just going to kind of cruise into the Denver game here. And San Antonio came up and bit them. I kind of lean Dallas tonight. I feel like this game's – I feel like the back-to-backs are a little overblown with –
What if Doncic's out?
Then that obviously will change the line, which would change the odds.
True.
So let's say
– You could get Doncic, more points.
Exactly. If Doncic is out, the Nuggets are going to be 3 or 4 point favorites in this
game. Put it this way. We can argue all this. Denver are the better basketball team. Denver are the better team. If Denver show up tonight, play their game, they'll win the game. Like they're better than Dallas.
I have an interesting game to bring up. You might laugh. You might not. So the Knicks are at the Hawks tonight. I'm not even looking at the spread. I'm looking at the total. 232.5 is the total in this game. Two defenses that are struggling offensively.
Open 230.
Move to 230?
Normally.
32.5.
Yeah. Oh, it started. It opened at 230.
Opened at 230.
Oh, yeah.
And
so
it's on
the rise.
Up. Yeah. You know, I think that's telling you everything you know about
the Atlanta Hawks are one of these teams where you don't want to be laying points with also the Atlanta true. Hawks. Yet. They're playing the New York Knicks. Who,
with the Knicks on the road.
Yeah. Yet, and I don't know how the Knicks managed to blow this wash day. Like, all night they're rolling. This is an ugly-ass game, Errol. Yeah, to me.
That's why I think the total's intriguing.
The total's a trap.
Totals,
I think it ends up going under. I don't think.
Really?
Yeah. Mathematically, the logic says, it'll be high scoring.
Sure.
But I have a feeling it's one of these ugly, weird games tonight that doesn't get there.
I think the Pelicans-Kings game is intriguing because both teams have been playing well, especially the Kings, surprisingly well since the break. And, again, can you lay points on the road with New Orleans? That's the question that you have to ask yourself. That total
They've
also...
sailed over both times. They played earlier this
235 year. 235's a very low total for the Pelicans.
They got to 275 points. Yeah. Now, it did go to overtime. But the thing is, they also played in December, and they actually got... The 263. The Knicks won 143-120. So it's hard to want to bet. Look at last night, guys. The total in that Houston game, Minnesota, 250.
Yeah, you can't.
Didn't
that.
Get anywhere near it.
Can't go crazy.
Yeah, you know I mean?
Actually a weird total.
Yeah, it was almost like a college game here, where it's like, wow, they're off by 30, 40 points tonight.
Yeah.
It's rare.
You don't see the books off by that much.
And it's the thing with these NBA games. I've been saying this for about a month now, and it's difficult. And I like betting NBA totals, but I suck at it. And I don't know, I always do it for some reason. But these games, they either sail over where there's like 275 points and you're like, oh, God, like this is easy and crazy, or it'll get nowhere close. They'll score like 201 points and you're like, oh, man, like I was never in this. never in this. It's a tough NBA betting card tonight, though.
It is. The Pelicans and the Kings are playing, and Zion Williamson is at 23.5 points. Brandon Ingram, 22.
This is a game there should be some points in.
You like the over? I think it's 235.
Yeah, it doesn't really scare me. This should be a fun game. Pelicans have hit the wall. Reality has caught up to them. They're playing on TV every couple of nights. This is a fun game. And Sacramento have been scorching red hot.
Since the All-Star break, it's like a whole new team.
I watched them against the Raptors the other night, and it was a push. The Raptors got it done. You know, it was five, and they got it to five. I think Sacramento's the play here tonight.
I agree. I think the line's telling you to
play the public,
Sacramento.
Not the public, but, yeah, the pub. People are going to be like, oh, Zion. And Sacramento are one of these teams. Sacramento could win 17 games in a row, and people wouldn't notice. They're in Sacramento.
No, if they put Odell Beckham Jr. on the team, then.
Yeah, they could. Odell Beckham thinks he could be a starter, actually, in the NBA.
On the Kings.
Good luck to that.
And then he said at least a bench player. He goes, I could at least be a bench player.
Yeah, backtracked a little bit there.
But, listen, have you seen Odell play? He's pretty good.
I feel like he'd be better at soccer.
Yeah, I've only seen him really dunk. Like, if you've seen Odell Beckham can, like NBA dunk contest dunk. Like, Odell can do, like, Jordan type. He can spin. Like, I've seen Odell do, like, some crazy-ass dunks before.
Him and Zion could go at it together.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean he can play defense.
No.
I tell you, I like Odell a lot, but I just can't picture Odell gearing down and playing D on a basketball court.
Everyone's going to be on the Pelicans tonight. I agree. I'm on the Kings as well. Also, De'Aaron Fox player props are live dog tonight. Very live.
The two teams in the NBA that are the biggest difference.
Well, like Oklahoma City. Sorry. Oklahoma City at home tonight against Utah. This is a fun game as well. Utah are starting.
About teams that cover Oklahoma City.
Yeah, they're just, well, you know, we talk about the Thunder. They're covering. Don't forget, guys, they were really big underdogs all the time earlier. Not really big under, you know, they were 8-point dogs every night for the first favorites. 2 months. So now the dynamic is they're laying eight. They're laying two.
Laying 2.5.
So that's what I told you last week, Jared. Yeah, you know, you're right from a betting perspective. You got to pick your spots with OKC. But as a team, they're not regressive.
No, I agree. Like, that's 100% right. And like, that's a big difference.
They're 7-2 in their last nine
you're
or whatever, 100%, right? Like,
you're
they're
100%
winning.
Right.
So now tonight, you got a short spread. But thing is, Utah are actually better on the road. Which is a weird deal.
Very weird.
You figure they have that advantage at home, but
such a big home court advantage.
They're not good at home.
I know. It's very strange. But no, that like Oklahoma City, from a team perspective, they're a very good team. But when the books catch up, that's why those casinos are so bright and shiny. I mean, the books will catch up, and they have. And that's why you've seen their ATS numbers level off a lot over the last couple of weeks. But I actually think Oklahoma City has a chance to, you know, win a round in the first round of the playoffs, because maybe they're gonna get out of that 3-6 matchup. If they can get out of that 3-6, even in the 3-6 against Denver, I think they've got a shot, assuming it's Lakers Clippers 1-2.
So Utah really good on the road, but then there's the 76ers and the Miami Heat, who are both terrible on the road compared to their home records. And both the 76ers and the Heat are home tonight. Which of those two are you looking at, with the Sixers playing the Pistons laying 10.5 and the Heat playing the Hornets laying 10?
Yikes. Oh, yikes. Those are two really. And you know how you know those are two really bad games? Because the spreads are double figures.
Yep.
And the totals are, they didn't even get to 215. Nope. Like 212 and 211. Like, spreads and low totals equals crap.
I'm not suggesting people do this, but you asked about the games. But yeah, I would go both underdogs. I would go both underdogs. Philadelphia.
Take the points.
The number with Philadelphia here is sort of baked in that they cover all the time at home. They're pretty beat up, man. Like, to win by double digits, not easy. And Miami also aren't a type of team that you want to be laying double digits with. They're not a great, like, big favorite. And Charlotte's actually been covering as of late. Charlotte's been scrappy.
Charlotte is about to go over my season win total, 23.5. They need two more wins in the last. I do. Yeah, 23.5 over.
That was the win total, 23.5?
Really low, right?
Wow. That is.
I know. I know.
It's hard not to win.
I know. Well, I was going to say 23.
As bad, like, even if you're really bad, like, it's wow.
23 and 59 is what that record would be, 82 games. So 24 and 58. You can lose 58 games and still hit that season win total.
Where are the Knicks at right now? Because they were at 26.5.
Well, doesn't Paul Bovey, he was on 20, I think it was 22.5.
No, no, it's not 29. I wish 22. It was 26.5.
26.5.
The thing is, it was 26.5 at the Knicks, and we all thought it was too low. And it got bet up. Paul Bovey put like $7,500 on it.
He put a lot of money. I remember we were talking about
that. So you put $5,000. I think he dropped another three on it at 26.5. He moved the number to 20. Not just him, but people moved it to 29.5 because people jumped on it. It was like, oh, Knicks. You got to remember, guys, these bets and the win totals were posted before free agency.
And also, so the it was Pelicans, like a gamble. Too, is another big mover. That one moved way down after Zion. 34.5 is where I got it at. It looks like they're going to go over 34.5.
So the Knick total was a gamble at the time.
Yeah.
You were like, man, if they get Durant, they get Irving or one of these guys, 26.5 is going to be a bargain. So it didn't happen, right? And then it went 29.5. Boom, it went to 26.5. So for the record now, the Knicks are at 20. They have 17 games left, so they need to go 7-10 for Bovey. It's not happening.
Let's look at their schedule.
I was just pulling it up.
Well, because I'm fascinated.
Jared, I don't need to look at their schedule to tell you it's not happening.
They still have to play the Celtics, the Raptors, the Clippers, the Pelicans.
Loss. Yeah.
They play the Raptors twice.
Good luck with that.
They closed with two against Minnesota, though, in the last couple of weeks.
You know what? The Raptors, I've seen the Raptors at MSG. The Raptors are always bored. The Raptors never, they always win.
Really?
The Knicks, both times I've seen the Raptors at MSG, the Raptors won in the Knicks covered. Like the Raptors just sort of, doing enough.
Recurring against the Raptors. We have Cam Stewart coming up next here on The Morning After. Stay tuned. We'll talk some golf.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based healthcare
health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Want to test your NCAA tournament bracket against our hosts like Gabe Morenci and Scott Burrell? Join our Sports Grid Bracket Challenge. Entering is easy. All you have to do is tweet at SportsGrid this week leading up to Selection Sunday and tell us when our show In-Game Live helps you win cold, hard cash. That's it. When we see that your info is all good, we'll send you a link to our bracket challenge once Selection Sunday is over. The prizes are pretty sweet, including free swag, a tour of Studio 34, or a one-time on-air guest spot on your favorite Sports Grid show. Don't miss your opportunity to be the first Sports Grid bracket winner. For more details, follow us on Twitter at Sports Grid or on Instagram at Sports Grid TV. Joining us now is our own Cam Stewart. Cam, how are you today?
Pretty good. Don't forget, in the contest, you get dinner at my place, as Morenci says, Scottish stew.
Yeah,
and
dinner.
I'll provide the drinks, too. The freezer's always full of vodka and a couple beers. No problem.
That's it. It's the tour of Studio 34 or a tour of Cam's Studio 64. And Cam is also going to provide his family, Stewart family recipe, Scottish stew, as part of the dinner. But as we stated, you must pay your own accommodations. We're not paying for you to get there. We're not even paying for your Uber. We're paying for the drinks and the stew. the drinks and the stew. So speaking of stews, you know Rory McIlroy's grandmother probably makes a pretty nice thick Irish stew, Cam.
Oh, I agree. Yes, very, very, very tender, very tasty. You're right. Those Northern Irishmen on a cold night, they like their stew, Gabe. I'll tell you though, you look at the Players' Championship, and you got Rory as the favorite. It's kind of interesting. What has he done the last couple weeks? This guy's been in the driver's seat, and he can't close the door.
What's he done the last couple of years, Cam?
Yes. And that's the thing, right? Like, I think he's going to be – he's dangerous in every tournament. He's at the top of the leaderboard every tournament. Can he close the door? No. He always has, like, a bad hole, a triple, a quad. Something crazy happens there. And, you know, when I look at the chalk in this tournament, guys, I got to go to Jon Rahm. Jon Rahm at 13-1 instead of Rory at 6.
Yep.
And he was a 56-hole leader here. He made one mistake, him and his caddy. Remember what Gabe, when they almost had that like punch up? Rahm's caddy's like, don't go for it. Rahm's like, screw you, put it in the drink. It's like, oh yeah, and then he's yelling at the caddy. It's like, hey, bud, the caddy told you not to do that, but Rahm's a bit of a powder keg. But I like him at 13-1 in this tournament. Florida Swing's been great, man. It's been the best 2 weeks of golf. I love final scores. I told you, Gabe, 5-under. 4-under. We're having like real tournaments. None of this 40-under crap desert golf that blows, right? Everybody birdie, eagle. I like to see these guys struggle a little bit. It's been like a U.S. Open the last couple of weeks, and that's good for business. Keeps a lot of guys at the top of the leaderboard.
Now, guys I'm looking at here, Cam, you know what? I think they'll do well, but I always get screwed with them. And I'll play this tournament. So Rory, no. Jon Rahm, yeah, man, the guy's got a worse temper than I do. Like, he's not going to get through 4 days of this course without melting down, bro.
He's been better.
I know. I think there could be a big win coming for him. I just don't see it this weekend.
Okay.
Justin Thomas? Nah. Yeah. Hideki, there. Like you stated, he can't putt. Tommy Fleetwood screws me. Tommy Fleetwood, he screws me over like the members of Fleetwood Mac screw each other over in their lawsuits. Good point. Webb Simpson, not feeling him. Xander Schauffele, this guy screws me all the time. Sung J.M., I'd like to take him, but I'm not feeling it, Cam. Bryson DeChambeau, not feeling it. I'm landing on this next guy. Adam Scott.
Love it. Love it.
That's so my pick. Adam Scott.
We don't even talk, you know. Hey, Ariel, Jared, we don't even talk. And I did the FanDuel hurry up yesterday, and Adam Scott was one of my picks.
I was unaware.
Yeah, Sussman gave me the call. Ding, ding, ding. Hey, give Cam a call. So the
you
golf
always
guy,
say that you guys end up having similar picks, or he knows who you're going to pick.
Yeah, it's crazy. On the same wavelength, right? I went through. I was like, no. Yeah, you know what? Scott. I like Adam Scott. That's the first name that I like going through the board, Cam.
You know what Adam Scott has done in this tournament, too? For people, if you like horses for courses, The last 4 years with Adam Scott, no worse than a 12th. What do you have to do with the players? You need precision irons, ding, Adam Scott. What has he got better at? Putting. Even since, you know, the long putter, you can't hold it against you. But he has really, really worked that long putter. He's figured it out. He is one of the best ball strikers, him and Hideki. And Hideki can't putt. Adam Scott has figured it out. I love that pick. He's 30-1, too. You're giving me a guy who has won the Players' Championship, 30-1 in good form. I love Sun Jae-im at 25 and Rahm. Those are my three guys, like, out of the chalk. I like Rahm, 13, M, 25, Adam Scott, 30. And if you guys are looking for a big flyer, watch out for this Florida State Seminole. Top 10s his last three tournaments after injury. Daniel, I love a big cheese burger. I love the burger this week. He looked good at 70-1. Are you kidding me? He's in great form, and he loves Florida golf. He could play in the wind. He could play in any type of condition. Daniel Berger, watch out for him as a really nice long horse.
I like Ty Hattencam. Yeah, 45-1.
He won last week, Gabe. Hard to go back-to-back.
I know. I hate that. I know. That's the problem. But I think he's going to be around again. He's going to play well again. He's getting a good, like, top 20 pick here. Top, especially he's 45-1 to win a tournament, so.
Hatton's awesome. Hatton is hot. He had Rory McIlroy in contention. He had Sun Jae-im. This guy, Gabe, on Sunday, you want to talk about tempers? You've never seen Ty Hatton? He was hitting himself with a putter on Sunday. He hit himself in the head. He actually gave the bird to, like, the water after he hit one in the water. He gave the middle finger to the water after a double bogey. Like, he is nuts. I'm going to tell you something, man. This guy's the craziest guy on tour. But when push came to shove, he kept it in check. And, you know, he's like, okay, I got to relax here. I got a one-shot lead. I got to close this tournament out. And he did. Watch out. I agree with you 100%. Ty Hatton will be in the mix again. He's just too damn good.
How about Webb Simpson, Cam? 2 years ago, he won this thing. 25-1 right now, fifth favorite on the board.
You know what I like about Webb Simpson, Jared? He gets no respect. He's like the Rodney Dangerfield of golf. Kind of like, you know, I like the Bible. I like my family. I'm not going to go out and crush beers. He just goes about his business quietly and gets no respect for it. Webb Simpson has a perfect temperament and a perfect game, too. First of all, he's above average putter. He's a great ball striker, and what he does better than almost anybody, he hits fairways. He's not going to be spreading it all over the place. In these type of conditions, you have a lot of water at TPC. You don't need water. It'll take you right out of the tournament. Actually, Webb Simpson is kind of a sneaky pick. I like Adam Scott a little bit better, but I got no problem with Webb Simpson. At 25-1, this guy's world class.
Yeah, he won the U.S. Open recently as well. He certainly has the chops. Any other names on the board that you're looking at here? I mean, I feel like Woodland at 46-1 might have a little bit of juice. Tony Finau, they always play well during these Southern swings. Finau's been great in the Masters too the last couple of years.
Here's the thing about Finau, Jared. He just doesn't win. Like, he'll drive you crazy. The way Gabe's talking about it, like, Tony Finau, I've had him so many times, he cannot close the door.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell's going on. He's a great moneymaker.
Yeah.
Like, if you ran into Tony Finau, like, he's probably got stacks and stacks. Like, he loves third. He loves second. Hell, give me a fifth or a sixth. He can't win. And he has the game to win. As for Gary Woodland, he can win. He's won a major now. He was in contention at the Honda Classic, and he really kind of fell apart down the stretch. But he rebounded too, but he was just too far back after he had two holes where he played it in five over. That's not going to get it done. But Gary Woodland, out of those guys, I'd go with Woodland for sure.
8-1, top five for Woodland. That's a nice
That's
price.
Okay.
That's a good price, right?
That is. That's
Looks like a nice, sunny, beautiful day in downtown Toronto.
Doesn't it look great, guys?
Yeah, I like though that somehow, like, you used to have the headset that was like too small, and you'd have to have the earphones on your cheek.
It's a little different.
Yeah, but now, his head looks bigger without the headset.
It's a little different without the headset.
No, but I noticed, Kev. You manage like that. Even your headphones now are like too small still.
It's like a chin strap. It's like the old chin strap.
No,
the
but
helmets.
They're around your neck. Yeah, like it's supposed to be loose, Ken.
Yeah,
like,
Is that better? Is that better?
No.
They're not better. Oh, geez.
No, but it shows off that nice haircut, though.
No, you look like a fast food worker with like the net thing around your like chin.
Actually, I got to tell you why. I just figured like, Joe Ranieri got me the long cord thing, but my Mackie board's there. You got to remember, Gabe.
See, I noticed everything, Cam. I knew something was up. I noticed everything. Exactly. I'm just busting your balls. You look great.
The best is the first day you're like, oh, God, Cam, that background's horrible. I'm like, oh, click. Hey, there's Toronto. And you're like, City Hall. Hey, way to go, Cam. That's the one thing now. So, yeah, Gabe, basically, my wall is in my back right now, so I got to be very, very careful with the lights. But
if you notice,
right, my head seems to get bigger every day. It's kind of ridiculous.
If you notice, I think if you look behind the O of the Toronto,
yeah,
there's like kids sitting there with backpacks. It's like the kid is
Yeah, he's hiding in the O. Probably
no
smoking.
Good punks.
Yeah,
all these kids up to. Shouldn't you be in school?
Exactly. Yeah, I like this backdrop. Nice and colorful, and things are good.
It actually
good.
Is a pretty
very
sharp.
Inviting. It,
pretty
it represents Toronto very nicely.
Yeah, it's very,
very
sharp.
Nice. Cam, I want to ask you before we let you go, just what team are you looking at, or what teams are you looking at in March Madness right now?
Well, I'm with Gabe on one team. I think Kansas is head and shoulders above the rest.
Agreed.
When we got them 8-1, you're never going to get a better price. I think Morency was telling me 6 or 5. That's about as good as you're going to get Kansas now. So if you like them, that's probably gone. Underdog teams that I like, I told you, I'm already on the Creighton Blue Jays. I think they're a very, very dangerous team in this tournament. You got some seniors on that team. I got them at 85. I don't even know. Were you guys saying at FanDuel 30 for Creighton?
Yeah, so I got them at 60. They're in the mid-30s now.
There's some injuries now, though. Is one of the best players.
Yeah, Zagurski's. Yeah, that's actually a big injury.
He's good, kid.
Yeah, he's one of their best three-point shooters. He's doubtful for the tournament. Something tells me he just chills, and then they hope to have him back next week because they need him. Mm-hmm. He's a big. Zagurski, one. I don't know how to pronounce it.
6-1 Kansas, 9-1 Baylor. 11-1 Baylor, excuse me. 9-1 Gonzaga, 13-1 Dayton. 15-1 Michigan State. I hate them, but you might be
Michigan
right, Jared.
State's
Michigan State.
Price.
Yeah, it's a good price for them.
Yeah, I got them at 27-1.
Better price.
Wow.
I think Kentucky are dangerous too this
Agreed.
Year.
I agree.
Agreed.
Kentucky, like I said, Calipari
under the radar.
He's got a run left in him. He hasn't made some noise. The biggest game he's played in since was really that De'Aaron Fox Lonzo Ball game a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Good game.
And they won, and then Kentucky lost the next game. And even though Duke, I don't like them, but don't write them out. Don't write them off. Yeah. Only because you'll see the committee's going to give them a patsy, easy pass. Yeah. They're going to be in the.
They'll be in Greensboro the first round.
They're always
round.
In
be
the
at the
easy
garden.
Bracket.
They'll be in the garden.
Cam and Gabe on Game Time Decisions later today. Cam, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Cam.
Have a good
one,
guys.
Final segment, Best Bets, next.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-640-7460. 800-640-7460. That's 800-640-7460.
Calling all drivers, want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Golf Betting on Demand.
What Bryson is doing off the tee right now is very historic. Okay, we know that he has said, I'm going to bulk up. I'm going to learn how to hit the ball further. I'm going to improve my club head speed. I'm going to improve my ball speed. Well, he's done that. And the numbers that he's putting up off the tee are actually insane right now.
Wednesdays, 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on the Sports Grid Network.
Final segment on the morning after. We'll get to best bets in a little bit. We'll go off the grid, but I'm going to go really off the grid. Rob Gronkowski might be joining or is joining the WWE.
Oh, he will be.
Perfect fit for him. Perfect.
I'm so excited.
It's like Ronda Rousey. It was a perfect. Yes. It was a match made in heaven.
It's so perfect.
Match made in heaven.
Ronda's boy was a bust, though.
Yeah, it didn't work out. But like, it was a good match, though. Like, on paper, it sounded good.
They've never... Vince used to do this. Like, he used to be the king of the celebrity.
Mike Tyson,
come WrestleMania. They've gotten away from it. They basically... The MMA people haven't worked. Brock Lesnar's worked. Cain Velasquez has been a big flop as far as their celebrity signing. Ronda Rousey has been okay, but she's kind of more trouble than she's been worth for all the work that they put into her. Gronk is easy. They don't have to work with him much. He's a natural. He's got a personality. He is like almost born to do this, like basically.
Especially coming back and coming off of the Patriots. I think he's going to, at least in my assumption of how the WWE works and people stay with them for a long time. And I've heard from WWE people that they're, for the most part, they treat their people pretty well. Like, they'll, like, he'll get good money and
I don't know who'd you speak to, John Cena?
No, like the big names. Big names.
I was gonna say, like, Gronk, if you think Bill Belichick is a like Vince McMahon would chew Bill Belichick up like a Girl Scout cookie.
But I don't think that, like, Gronk's gonna interpret the WWE.
Like, Vince McMahon, Ariel, is an evil man.
Do you think that he's
a horrible person?
Worse than at the Patriots?
No, you know what? Well, I've spoken to a lot of wrestlers, all right? And I've spoken to a lot of people about Vince, and I'm fascinated by Vince McMahon. Mm-hmm. I've always been fascinated by him. And everyone tells me the same thing about Vince. They're like, Vince is nice to you until he isn't.
Right?
That's
how Triple H is, too.
And basically, he's not even mean, but basically... If Vince needs you, when you're one of his guys,
right,
he'll be nice to you. But
a lot like Trump.
The second, yes, and they're buddies. The second that it's like, all right, thank you, we no longer need you. It's not like we wish you the best. It's like, and you got 30 seconds to get off the property. Yeah. Release the hounds, yeah. Right? And he walks away. Like that's the thing. Like, basically, I've heard a lot of people. They say, you know what? No, Vince is cool. You sit down with him. He gives you the deal. You talk. You make a couple of jokes. But they said he has no emotion after. Yeah, but Vince, I broke. Yeah, but now, you know the Goodfellas line? F you pay me. Yeah, but I had a fire. F you pay me. Yeah, but we lied. We got arrested. F you pay me. Vince is very just.
It's the mark of a good businessman.
No, and he doesn't have emotion. Exactly.
That's how business is done. Business is made devoid of emotion.
It's evil person. I was going to say it's strong, but probably
that is a little
probably
strong.
Not strong
I
enough.
I just wonder how much Gronkowski will enough. Be in the rotation. Like, is he going
I'll tell
to
you,
be
I'm never working for Vince McMahon. So unless Vince wants to buy this network just to spite me, and you go ahead, I don't want to work for you either, Vince. I don't want to work for you either, Vince.
How much is Gronk going to be in the rotation? Is he coming on every week?
I do love the XFL, though.
Yeah, the XFL is good. I think it's a publicity stunt, and that's what the WWE is at its core. It is an entertainment business. They are looking for clicks. They are looking for viewers. They are looking to make splashes. Gronk would be a splash.
Listen, there's bigger.
Oh,
like,
he's an injured. Like, he's banged up. Like, these WWE guys, they are.
Oh, it's worse than football.
Yeah, it's so he needs to
I've
be
I've been
careful.
In those rings. They're hard.
Yeah, but the thing is,
be careful.
Gronk's not going to be like a guy like
no.
Seth Rollins and
yeah,
these guys.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, yeah,
they're
yeah.
out there
they're,
killing themselves 255
absolutely.
Nights a year.
Hell in a cell. I mean, literally.
Dude, he'll be on
they
Monday
like
Night Raw.
Thought.
There'll be a lot of talking.
He'll be a lot of promoing. Exactly.
There'll be a couple of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Busy. He'll do one like flop, and then that'll be.
He'll take a chair to the head. Like, they'll basically. No, he'll be fine, but you're right. It is true. It's very toxic. Listen, Sussman, you know, lives for this stuff more, so he could tell you.
Probably.
But I don't need to live for it and to know that the WWE has sucked hardcore recently.
Yeah.
And I know people always say this, but it's still popular, but
popular, but it's gone down since like the Stone Cold era. That was the era that I was in love with it.
No, but I'm talking about like their stocks have hit like lows.
Oh, yeah. The business model.
Yeah, and it's basically because the show sucks. You have competition.
The network's doing well. All
Elite Wrestling is kicking its ass,
AEW,
and they don't spend anywhere near the money that Vince
Walsh
does.
Ask Walsh about the AEW. He's obsessed with
that. Yes, and Walsh is a wrestling mark.
Walsh is,
If you're a hip wrestling fan, you're not on Team WWE, bro.
You're on AEW.
Yes, it's not even, you're on New Japan.
Back in my day, it was the ECW.
So I'm just stating.
Rob Van Dam.
I don't know. Like, it brings, okay, so you get, like, Ariel, you brought it up. Right? They get some little mainstream pop.
Sure.
But
like, I bet you people who are Patriots fans will tune in.
Oh, football fans will watch
He needs to deliver now, right? And can he? Will he? The answer, I think, yes.
Entertainment product.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, they bring Conor McGregor out or something.
He was great on the Fox pregame show.
It's like, wow, it's just stupid. Like, all right, he comes out. Or one of these guys. Gronk can actually engage.
Sure.
Like, Gronk can actually get into a feud with another wrestler and... You can almost buy it.
Gronk can act a little bit.
You know what they need to do? They need to sell it, though.
You have to be an actor.
They need to. Yeah, and the thing is, he's so bad at that.
He's a little stiff.
No.
A little stiff.
I was going to say, you started with ST. I was going to say, a little stupid.
Or that. I was being nice with stiff.
A little slow.
A little slow.
We'll definitely keep an eye on it. But all right.
Funny,
well,
he wanted to be an Arizona Cardinal. I just want to throw that out there. You ever notice? And listen, Gronk's a great player, right? He's from Buffalo, actually. But he's a great player. But you ever notice all these legendary players, they always say after how they wanted to play for some piss-poor team, they didn't take them. You know what I mean? It's amazing. Like, you're Gronkowski about the Buffalo Bills. I saw an interview with him recently, and he said, so, you know, were you a Buffalo Bill fan? And he said, yeah, I was.
So they didn't take him. Yeah.
He goes, I was. He goes, I'm from here. He goes, I thought, you know, he goes, how are you going to be a fan? And he said, their loss.
Yeah, right.
So same thing. And he even said after, because he played at Arizona, right?
Yep.
See, he wanted to be an Arizona Cardinal. They weren't interested.
Very
it's just funny.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah, we'll keep an eye on Gronk and his WWE journey. But we do have some tournaments to look at today in college hoops. Jared, who are you looking at today?
Well, ACC starts today. I think that's the main event. ACC, Pac-12, Big East. Those are the three big ones. I think the Big Ten games are really
lackluster.
FanDuel
did come out with the state line. They're at -5 against Pitt.
Interesting. Yeah. I think everyone's going to be on UNC tonight. I'm staying away from that game. If anything, you bet Syracuse. A couple of other interesting games tonight. I do think that Pac-12 game is fascinating. I think the two Big East games are interesting. St. John's and Georgetown used to be a big deal in the Big East tournament. It's not as big of a deal now, but it's still going to bring back some old memories. St. John's, Georgetown at the
Garden.
There'll
be a lot of points in that game.
Yeah, there could be. The two best scores for Georgetown have been hurt recently, and the under's actually been hitting for Georgetown, and the total was set really high, which I think is a little telling. St. John's could carry the mail offensively in that game. They've been shooting it really well, and they've been playing really well at the Garden. And then Xavier's on the bubble. Xavier has DePaul tonight. Short line there. I think Xavier gets it done. They have to win, or else they are done. They probably have to win two games in the Big East tournament, I think, in order to secure a bid in the NCAA tournament. They're currently on the last four out line, so they need some help this week. They get DePaul tonight.
I think they're in.
And probably they definitely have to win tonight.
I'm not Joe Lunardi,
they definitely have to win tonight. I think if they lose, they have to win tonight.
The thing is, they were in a spot last week in the regular season at DePaul.
Yep.
Where it's like, wow, you got to win this game, and they did. And I'm not.
I like Xavier. Xavier's a good team.
I'm not going to disagree with you. They need to win again. It's because you know what it is. If you win, you don't get any credit. But if you lose, it's like, guys, you just lost to DePaul.
Exactly.
You're just wasting our time next week. Get out. Like, there's a lot of teams wasting
Paul
our time.
Paul Scruggs, who is the best Xavier guard, or the second best Xavier guard, questionable tonight. He hasn't played in the last two games. If he plays, that line will move. So if you think he's going to play, if you want him to play, if you like Xavier and you want to take a chance, bet him now at 4. And if he plays, it's going to be 6 or 7 by game time. He's the questionable tonight.
That's the thing that I can't wait to be over is like the the Lenardis and the bracket stuff. It's like, dude,
the bracket out, the field done.
You hated when I mentioned them this week.
No, you know what? I got nothing against Lenardis.
Yeah, well, I'm just using it as a benchmark.
I'm more of a Jerry Palm guy myself.
You do like you were into Palm, the palm reader.
Yeah, and I like Ken Palm and the Sagarin ratings, etc.
Ken Palm is gospel for me.
It's just like I said. Like I find it funny. Everyone uses Lenardis as some sort of gospel. His network doesn't even have the damn rights. It's like he knows nothing. Like he's not even, you know what I mean? Like Seth Davis would know. And you know what? Seth Davis.
Andy Katz, very underrated too.
Yeah, I like Katz. I do like
Andy
Katz.
He actually works
for
the NCAA.
I like Andy Katz. Seth Davis is an interesting good dude. Actually.
I like Seth Davis.
I think he's a smart guy.
I like John Rothstein's takes too.
But his father is that creepy Lonnie Davis, the political lawyer. He's a real piece of work. That dude. But
hey, best bet.
Best bet tonight will be the Sacramento Kings to take down Zion and company. No, I like that pick tonight. And you know what? I do think Xavier's going to get it done again.
Yeah, I like Xavier a lot too, but I'm going a little off the grid for this one. So the 8-10 tournament today, right across the street, not across the river in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center. GW and Fordham, two really bad offenses. But Fordham is switching up their lineup over the last few games. They've been awful this year, and they've been putting all of their freshmen and their sophomores in. And I think that's going to be a little bit of a higher pace than you would expect with guys that are basically nothing to lose. They're playing for next year. So Fordham's pace says that they're an under team, but all the money's to the under, and the line's moving up. Fordham, GW, over 119.5. I think that game's played at a faster pace than people think, and we're getting reverse line movement.
You know what, though?
Under percentages, but the line's moving up.
I'm glad you brought that up. Who else is playing there today?
At the
at Barclays.
George Mason, St. Joe's is the first game in about an hour.
Oh, that's
now.
Early.
1 o'clock.
I actually like St. Joe's a little bit.
I'll tell you what, guys, and I'm glad Jared brought it up. But if you recall, these games, they can't shoot in this arena. The college kids can't hit the shots. Remember, it's been 2 years now. Where, extremely, and I'm not telling you blindly to the under, but I'm just telling you, I've been around a long time. And in this arena, they're not used to the lights. It's piss poor dark in that arena. Remember last year, guys, they got to, 35 in the first half, a couple of these teams. There was something to it. Keep your eye on that.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-720-5971. 800-720-5971. 800-720-5971. That's 800-720-5971.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the product. They offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Vice President Joe Biden now calling for party unity after big wins in yesterday's Democratic primaries. Biden winning at least four of six primary states, Michigan, Missouri, Mississippi, and Idaho. Washington and North Dakota still too close to call, though Bernie Sanders is not giving in. He says he's looking forward to debating Biden this Sunday night.
When our vision is compared to Biden's, when we have that debate in Phoenix, I'm feeling pretty good.
That debate in Phoenix will go on as scheduled, though without the earlier planned live audience because of coronavirus concerns. Dick's Sporting Goods says it will stop selling guns at another 440 of its stores this year, building on the chain's decision after the deadly high school shooting in Parkland, Florida, 2 years ago. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in the world. History ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall Pack. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. rootwall.com.
Updating the coronavirus story, in the United States, the confirmed case number has now exceeded 1,000, and Michigan is the latest state to report its first case, Governor Gretchen Whitmer declaring a state of emergency there. Most of the U.S. cases have been in New York State and Washington State. The latter state's governor, Jay Inslee, expected to announce a ban on all large gatherings in the Seattle area today. Harvey Weinstein to be sentenced today after being found guilty of first-degree criminal sexual act and third-degree rape. He could get nearly three decades behind bars. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones is out on bond after DWI accusations in Travis County, Texas. Deputies say Jones was pulled over early yesterday as they were responding to a family disturbance call. They claim Jones was over the legal alcohol limit, though Jones claims otherwise on his website and says he believes the case will be dropped. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
a warning about a certain kind of mushroom that could be transmitting listeria. Federal health officials say 36 people in 17 states have become ill from eating enoki mushrooms. Four of those who were sickened were pregnant women. Four people have died in California, Hawaii, and New Jersey. These mushrooms have long, thin white stems and small caps and are usually sold in clusters. The batches that tested positive for listeria are imported from Korea by Sun Hong Foods in Montebello, California. Actress Rosario Dawson and her boyfriend, New Jersey's U.S. Senator Cory Booker, have different tastes in candidates, it seems. Dawson posting on Instagram that she voted for Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in the Democratic presidential primary. This after the former Democratic presidential candidate Booker dropped out of the race and endorsed Joe Biden. Dawson didn't mention Booker's endorsement when she endorsed Bernie Sanders. Former New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski ready to get into the squared circle as WWE backstage is reporting the three-time Super Bowl champ is close to signing with the pro wrestling outfit. Gronk could appear on Friday night SmackDown. He retired from pro football at the age of 29 after the 2018 season. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Conforto last year, 257 batting average. But yeah, it's not looking good for Conforto in terms of being ready for opening day. And based on this average from last year, 49 days on the IL for an oblique strain, we could be looking at, I don't know, mid-April, late April, potentially even May for Michael Conforto as well. And to benefit from this, Brandon Nimmo was already expected to play every day in center field. J.D. Davis is going to be out there in left field. Jeff McNeil at third base. Who's going to play right field now with Michael Conforto? We probably see a combination of Jake Marisnyk, Dom Smith as well. I don't really think that there's much there outside of NL-only leagues. Even in your 15-team mix, I don't really have much interest in Jake Marisnyk, Brandon, or Dominic Smith. Brandon Nimmo is someone that I do have interest in because it seems like he's going to play center field every day and lead off for the New York Mets. I think he is a late-round value in terms of the run scored category if you're looking for that later on in your drafts. But maybe just pay attention to from a DFS perspective for Jake Marisnyk and Dom Smith early on in the season with Michael Conforto banged up. Bryce Harper yesterday left hit by pitch. It seems like every single year in the spring, Bryce Harper is having a massive spring. We're all getting excited. And then he gets hit by a pitch. I told this story yesterday on the Fantasy BFS with Greg Sussman. Last year, heading into the NFBC main event, it was my first time competing in the main event. 15-team mixed, roto, 5x5. There's an overall prize as well. I believe I had picked 12 or 13. I went into the day, I'm taking Bryce Harper. Or went into the weekend, rather. I'm taking Bryce Harper for sure. First season in Philly. I'm excited about what he can do there. The lineup, the ballpark, everything is in place. Guy gets hit with a pitch. I believe it was on his hand last year on that Friday. The draft was on Saturday. Scared me off. I wound up taking Aaron Judge. Not that Bryce Harper was amazing last year, but he was on the field more than Aaron Judge was. So just seems like this is something that happens every year when it comes to Bryce Harper. Hit by pitch on a toe, on his toe yesterday, but does expect to be back in the lineup Friday, potentially this weekend as well. So something to pay attention to if you're drafting now. And I spoke about this recently the past couple of days. Bryce Harper is someone who has been surging up draft boards. He's been running throughout the spring. Three stolen bases already. He's hit three home runs already. looks like the real deal. Look, it was his first year in Philadelphia, massive contract, did not live up to that. And we see that. We've seen that before where, you know, first year under that big contract, guys don't necessarily deliver. A lot of pressure there in that spot. Same thing could be said for Manny Machado out west with the San Diego Padres. He didn't get it done last year, but I'm expecting a big season out of Bryce Harper, someone who's moving up closer to that first-round range as well. We do have the NFBC main events going live this weekend, so we'll have some data from those when we check back in over past the weekend on Monday at the start of next week. We'll let you know, some of the draft results from those and, you know, where people were kind of planting their flags. These are the drafts this time of year with these big high-stakes drafts where these are where people are going to plant their flags. What does that mean? If you pick on the end of the draft, the turn, and you want Bryce Harper at pick 15, you know he's not making it back to you at the end of the third round. You could say that for Starling Marte. If you want Starling Marte, you're not going to get him at the end of the third round. This is what we talk about when it comes to planting flags. People throw ADP out the window this time of year in high-stakes drafts. If they want a player, they're going to take that player. So it's going to be interesting to see what the draft results look like come Monday from this weekend of NFBC main event drafts. We'll also have the Tout Wars drafts as well, the auctions there. So we'll have some data there in terms of how much players are going for in auctions as well. We'll have all that over the weekend, this upcoming weekend. I mentioned the position battle with the Atlanta Braves third base. As of now, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution writes that Johan Camargo is, quote, probably the soon-to-be everyday third baseman for the Braves. Austin Riley, bye-bye, because it's not looking good for Austin Riley right now. I don't know if they have, are they going to have an opportunity to play him in the outfield? Probably not, based on the way that things are lining up right now for the Atlanta Braves. And if Johan Camargo is the everyday third baseman, then maybe we see Austin Riley start the year in AAA. He still has options left, obviously, and came up last year, hit the ground running. We saw the power. It was legit out of Austin Riley, but we also saw the downside. The strikeouts are also there, and they are legitimate when it comes to Austin Riley. If he can cut down those strikeouts, I think his quality of contact, when he makes contact, hits the ball extremely hard, puts the ball in the air, and he's put up some massive numbers in the minor leagues. And even if he doesn't start the year in the majors, doesn't start the year as the third baseman for the Atlanta Braves, it doesn't mean that he won't have value. It just means that he won't have value to begin the season. He could be a popular waiver wire pickup or someone that you stash for the foreseeable future. But looking at the roster resource page for the Atlanta Braves, as of now, Marcelo Ozuna in left field, Ender Inciarte in center field, and Ronald Acuna in right field. They still have Nick Markakis on the bench here on this team, so it's going to be hard to fit Austin Riley in the outfield. That was the case all along once they signed Marcelo Ozuna, obviously, and then Johan Camargo at third base. So something to pay attention to here in your drafts that are coming up, especially if you play in NL only. You got to have a beat on everything that's going on in terms of position battles, who's going to have playing time early on in the season. There is legit sky-high upside for someone like Austin Riley. Is it going to be there from the get-go? Not looking like it right now. I don't know that anyone knows the answer to that question for sure. All right, when we come back, three up, three down here on the show like we do every day. A special guest, Joe Ranieri, will join me from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Don't go anywhere.
Pharrell.
Coast to coast!
I hate them so much. I love the fact that Bregman is at bat and people are banging things. And every time he goes to bat, someone's banging like a seat or a trash can or something. I love it. I can't get enough. I hope all of them go crazy. I hope they all end up in a rubber room, literally with straitjackets on, because the fans all year long drive them nuts.
Weekdays, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on the Sports Grid Network.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day.
all major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Line up, learners!
The Early Line.
Boston Celtics are one of the teams that I do believe could upset the apple cart in the Eastern Conference. And the reason is because they are deep. Kemba can have an off night. It won't matter. You talk about guys like Marcus Smart. You talk about guys like Jason Tatum, who I have said for the last few months, I believe, is on the precipice of being recognized as a star in this league. I think the playoffs will be a coming out party for Jason Tatum.
Weekdays, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern on the Sports Grid Network. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Frank Stanfill.
Now what goes up must come down.
Three up, three down.
What does three up and three down mean to you, Airman?
End of an inning.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today, live on the Sports Grid TV network. I am Frank Stanfield. Craig Mish will join us shortly from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. He is there for the Marlins versus Yankees. Devi Garcia going up against Sandy Alcantara. But I teased it before the break, and we're going to make a fantasy analyst out of you yet, Joe Ranieri, because joining me for the second time here on Fantasy Sports Today, it is Joe Ranieri. Follow him on Twitter, at Joe Ranieri, R-A-R-A-I-N-E-R-I, the host of The Early Line here on Sports Grid TV Network, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Joe, what's going on, buddy? How's everything?
A gorgeous day here, man. I mean, what else can you say? Temperatures in the 80s here today, right? It's the low 80s, though. I don't want you to get crazy. It's the low 80s. A little breeze, and already there's just something about the Yankees showing up to town. And this place is mobbed. I mean, they're just taking batting practice now. And literally wall-to-wall people all throughout this stadium. Coronavirus be damned, Frank. They are out here rooting for their New York Yankees in South Florida.
I love that you had to, give us the specifics of the, it's low 80s. Does that mean you have you brought your winter jacket with you there, Joe?
Freezing. I'm wearing an extra pair of socks and everything. It's terrible, man. It's no way to live on a Wednesday hanging out at the ballpark. I don't know how Mish does it. I really don't.
Speaking of Mish, last time you were on the show, you said you saw him scarfing down a hot dog and drinking a beer. Do we have any update on Craig Mish right now? You know, his dietary concerns?
Yeah, well, it's funny because you let the cat out of the bag. So now I saw him wearing a disguise. Now he's down there. He's eating all the pretzels and drinking all the beer he wants, but he's in actually a full garb now. He's got a mustache. It's really weird, I got to tell you.
Honestly, if Craig Mish joined the show with a mustache, I would be a huge fan of that. I have no problem whatsoever. If we could get, like, a no-shave Craig Mish on the show for, like, the next month or so, that would be great. All right, Joe, you've joined us before for 3 Up, 3 Down. We'll talk about some topics that are trending in fantasy baseball and in pop culture as well. Let's start with some of the trending up topics here. And I don't know how much relevance this has to you, Joe, but in the fantasy world, it does. Todd Frazier is taking reps at first base right now, but who does it help? Wait for it. That's right. It's Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, back from the dead, the catcher. former catcher. He's taking reps at third base now as well. He's got a new swing, and he is mashing in spring. Through 389 batting average, 4 home runs, 11 ribbies as well. Apparently, you know, raising the launch angle, trying to hit the ball in the air a little bit more. So far in Texas Rangers camp, Ronald Guzman, Greg Bird not getting it done for the Texas Rangers. Todd Frazier, as of now, sliding over to first base. We know that Willie Calhoun, dealing with the injury, got hit in the face with a pitch the other day. He's going to be on the shelf to start the season, which puts Nick Solak in left field and potentially Isaiah Kiner-Falefa at third base as well. So pay attention for that. He is someone who is trending up right now and might be playing third base for the Texas Rangers early on in the season. Joe, when it comes to the Texas Rangers this season, they have obviously got the new ballpark. They kind of have a new pitching staff with Corey Kluber as the face of that pitching staff. You know, how do you feel about the Texas Rangers just in the grand scheme of the American League West? Obviously, the Houston Astros are still there. The Oakland A's are there. Everyone expects the Los Angeles Angels to take the next step, obviously signing Anthony Rendon. I still kind of worry about the pitching there with the Angels. Do you think the Texas Rangers can make some noise in this new ballpark, or do you think maybe they're still a couple of years away here competing in that division?
Well, you know, it's funny. They just broke a story. Greg Bird stubbed his toe. He's out for the next 2 years, so I don't think they'll have to worry about there because that's just going to be par for the course for them. But, no, I love the Rangers. Listen, the Rangers and that new ballpark is going to be interesting, I think, because anybody had been to Arlington in July and August, man, it was brutal. You know, now they got this fancy park, and the roof moves. It's going to be absolutely gorgeous. But the pitching is always what worries me with Texas, right? Kluber's nice. So, you know, what they got from Minor last year was great. But the pitching concerns me there. Hitting is not going to be a problem for Texas. They are going to mash, and they're going to mash in a division that'll probably be enough during the regular season to get them a whole lot of wins. But when it comes down to it late in the season, depends on how that pitching holds up with the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, and look, I've been skeptical of Corey Kluber so far this season in the draft season. I haven't really been drafting him from a fantasy baseball perspective. Even last year, I understand he, you know, dealt with the oblique injury. He, you know, broke the forearm on a line drive. Even before that, he was not pitching well. Started to slow down a little bit towards the end of 2018 as well. So I do worry a little bit about Corey Kluber. Lance Lynn had the breakout year last year. Is he going to be able to keep that up this season? Same thing with Mike Minor. Something to pay attention to here for the Texas Rangers. Joe, I don't know if you saw this yesterday, but Michael Kopech was returning from Tommy John surgery, the top pitching prospect for the Chicago White Sox, and he threw one inning. Obviously, it's a return from Tommy John. They're not going to push the guy too far. He was routinely sitting 100 miles per hour. Joe, I am all over the White Sox this upcoming season, and maybe even more so for 2021. That might be the year that they really take the step, you know, once Michael Kopech, you know, gets a couple more innings under his belt this season, the second year back from Tommy John surgery. But I think in terms of the pitching staff, Giolito took huge steps forward last year. Dylan Cease is a prospect that has a ton of upside there. And I think the lineup legitimately is one of the top five in all of baseball. Maybe it's 2021 because it is a competitive division at the top here with the American League Central. But, Joe, the Chicago White Sox are coming, and they are coming fast.
Yeah, they are. And it's a big ask. I mean, what they win last year, 72 games, and now their number has been floating around that 85.5, 86 number this year. And I'm with you. I'm a believer. I think that pitching staff is going to be very underrated. The batting lineup, they stay healthy this year. That top of the order, that top five or six over there are going to set the table in a ton of games. The problem and the thing that I fear about is you had some guys, like you said, Giolito took that next step. You know, his great, great career type of year. What happens now a year later? These guys, is there a little bit of regression? I love the division they're in. I think expectations are low enough. I would not at all be surprised if they not only hit a number of the 90 wins this year.
Yeah, look, it's a matter of Giolito maintaining that the consistency that we saw last year, changed his mechanics up last year, started to see added velocity as well. So obviously that's going to be a huge part of the White Sox maintaining, progressing in what we expect this upcoming season in 2020. All right, trending up, last but not least, You can now buy pre-made Jell-O shots at Costco, Joe Ranieri, and I have a feeling that this is something that you can get behind. I know you've been to the parties before. The Jell-O shots are there. They're made, homemade, you know, whoever it might be, your friend, your sister, your wife, your mother, whoever makes your Jell-O shots for you, no more. You can now buy them, a 24-pack pre-made from Costco. Joe Ranieri, I know where you're going right after FSC today.
Well, actually, I don't, because Craig missed Jell-O shot, and I think he's actually pounded a few down on the field right now. So yes, when it comes to Jell-O shots in Costco, it's what I always think of, but nobody does Jell-O shots quite like Craig Mish in a fake mustache. I'm telling you, you're gonna love it when you see him.
Craig Mish, fake mustache, slamming beers, drink, eating pretzels, making Jell-O shots. Man, I gotta
ever again.
I got to make my way down to Florida, man. I got to party with Joe Ranieri and Craig Mish out here. Get some Jell-O shots and, you know, some fake mustaches. Whatever we need, we'll make the party happen there. All right, trending down here, Joe. I don't know. You had to see this at some point already today, last night, whenever it was. Former Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski. He is taking his talents not to South Beach, but to the WWE, apparently. And I have this as a trending down topic, not because I dislike Gronk or the Patriots, which I do. I kind of hope Tom Brady signs somewhere else. Joe Ranieri, you're a Jet fan as well. I'm sure that you can speak to that. But Rob Gronkowski, this is a trending down going to WWE because they're probably going to have this guy come in here, and he's going to squash everybody. The poor wrestlers that have been trying to progress their careers the past couple of years, they've been trying to develop. Gronk is going to come in here and just kind of step all over everybody. They're probably going to build this guy up, and he has next to no wrestling experience as well. I have this as a trending down topic, Joe. I don't know if you have any strong feelings either way, but Rob Gronkowski looks like he's headed to the WWE.
Listen, I love Gronk. This should be a surprise to absolutely nobody. You know Sussman's going to be like front and center the first time he goes into the ring. He's going to be there, pom-poms on, the whole nine. We love you, Gronk. It's coming. I'm telling you, it's coming. But the only thing I want to hear from Gronkowski, and I agree with you, trending down, the only thing I want to hear about Gronkowski is he signed a one-year deal with the Patriots, and he's coming back with Tom Brady to make a final push for a Super Bowl. That's the only thing that would interest me with Gronkowski.
Yeah, look, it's hard to argue with that. Gronk, you know, in his prime, one of the best tight ends we've ever seen, you know, in the NFL. So, look, it's hard to argue with that as well. Greg Sussman, break out the pom-poms, baby, because Gronk headed to the WWE. Let's go back to some baseball news here, trending down. And this is one that Craig actually had written in the rundown before he started, you know, scarfing down some pretzels and, you know, drinking beers with his fake mustache. Luis Castillo has a tough spring right now. He's got an ERA over 8. Well, you know, look, how much does spring training actually matter? How much do the results actually matter this time of year? Obviously, the pitchers are working on new pitches. They might be working on new mechanics. And, you know, how much do results actually matter this time of year? But, Joe, I do remember that last time we had you on, we were talking about the National League Central. And I mentioned, I think this is the Cincinnati Reds division to lose. Obviously, a lot of that starts and ends with Luis Castillo at the top of that pitching staff. So just something to pay attention to. I'm not overreacting, but he has struggled so far in the spring here. Something to pay attention here, Joe.
Well, you have to, because it's going to begin and end with him in that rotation, is it not? To me, I'm more worried if I see velocity go down. You know, is he throwing 2 or 3 miles an hour less than what he did last year? He's always kind of been, he was a house of fire early last year. Is it mechanical? Is he working on something? I think the velocity tells us all that we need to know about Castillo and the kind of year he's going to have. Maybe it's not cutting as much as he likes it to cut, but they do work on things in spring training. Let me know. Let's have this conversation early May, and we'll go from there.
Very well said. That is Joe Ranieri, the host of The Early Line here on Sports Grid from 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Thank you for joining me, Joe. Coming up next, Craig Mish will join the show. Hopefully he's not too inebriated at this point to help me talk about the Cleveland Indians. We'll do a fantasy baseball preview for that team next here on Sports Grid.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
All right, welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today, live on the Sports Grid TV network, and I am Frank Stampfl. Joining me live from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium now is Craig Mish. And Craig, we learned a lot about you in the last segment here, because Jordan Erie told us that you had a disguise on, that you were scarfing down some pretzels, some beer, and that you make fantastic Jello shots. Can you confirm or deny any of these claims?
Yeah, you know, I got to live up to you, honestly, Frank, and your delivery of hot dogs for Scott Engel at 9 a.m. So I thought, in the spirit of that, let me just go out today and just try and down as many shots before 11 a.m. And thanks to Joe, I was able to accomplish that in the 30 minutes before the show. So, you know, quite, you know, buzzing a little bit right now. Still able to get a couple of interviews. I mistook Giovanni Ursula for Reggie Jackson, asked him all the wrong questions. And so we'll have that tomorrow for you on Sports Grid.
You know what's hilarious is that I hear Joe Ranieri cracking up in the background. Like, I just hear him cracking up. Like, he's laughing there. Guy thinks he's funny, huh? He thinks he's funny. But, nah, we do appreciate it. Again, Craig Mish joining us live. He is out there at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. He's going to get to see Debbie Garcia go up against Sandy Alcantara later on today. And we'll have some, hopefully, some interviews for you to come later on this week as well. So that'll be a lot of fun. And, Craig, we're here doing our team previews like we always do from a fantasy baseball perspective. And it's the Cleveland Indians today. They still have some big boppers in this lineup. Lindor entering the contract year. Will he remain with the Indians for the entirety of the season? I think that's a storyline to watch. Obviously, the health of Oscar Mercado. We're expecting a big season out of Franmil Reyes. Just at first glance, looking at this lineup, Craig, you know, what do you think about the Cleveland Indians here in 2020?
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of a win-now team, and their window, Frank, appears to be really closing quickly. You know, they've had all these issues and the injuries to their pitching staff, Clevinger being hurt in the spring, of course, Carrasco not just having the health issues in terms of medically, but also from a throwing perspective, too. And with Corey Kluber gone, there's a lot of pressure on the back end of this rotation to succeed. Also, another thing that you got to consider anytime you're talking about a team is the division that they play in. And while Kansas City and Detroit are both below them and will finish below them this year, the White Sox, I think, have moved close to them, if not above. The Twins won 100 games last year. I think this is it, Frank. I think that basically Cleveland is in a situation where they're going to have to win this year. I think that they'll be in rebuild mode next year. I know Indians fans won't want to hear that, but I think that's kind of where they're going to have to head if things don't go right this year.
And it wouldn't surprise me if, you look, halfway through the season, if they're sitting in third place in the American League Central, maybe they decide to sell off some of these pieces to replenish a farm system. Look, if we're being honest, Craig, that is one of the worst in baseball right now. They have no one that's really up and coming in the pipeline that can contribute at least this season, maybe in the next couple of years. But I think that they need to, at some point, consider replenishing this farm system and getting some young talent. So looking at this lineup once again, you know, Roster Resource has Oscar Mercado hitting near the top, but throughout most of spring training, Cesar Hernandez is someone who has routinely hit either leadoff or second for this team, has good plate discipline, has walked a ton throughout his career, solid on base percentage. You're getting him very late in drafts as your middle infielder. I think someone that could give you 10 home runs, 10 stolen bases, so I would be paying attention to Cesar Hernandez, but it's obvious that this lineup begins and ends with the play of Lindor and specifically Jose Ramirez, and it was a tale of two seasons for Jose Ramirez last year, Craig, because in the first half, he was god-awful, and that was really dating back to the second half of 2018. The problem for Jose Ramirez was that he was trying to hit too many home runs. He was trying to lift the ball. Last year, through June 30th, he had a 49.6% fly ball rate. He wasn't hitting as many line drives, and his batting average sunk to .215. He had an OPS of .652 last year, you know, in that first half. And in the second half, you know, really from July on, started lowering the fly ball rate, started hitting more line drives, staying true to the player that he is, pulling the ball. And as a result, good things started to happen. So I'm really buying what we saw in the second half from Jose Ramirez. He got back to that player that he was a couple of seasons ago, Craig. He just has to stay true to who he is. Hit line drives, try and pull the ball, and those line drives are going to turn into home runs. He doesn't have to try and lift the ball all that much. And if he does that, I think he's someone that can once again flirt with .280, 25 home runs, 25 stolen bases. And if that's the case, I don't have a problem taking him at the back end of the first round, early second round in a 15-team league.
Yeah, and look, I think you just said it best. I don't know that I could add any more to that. Look, the first half numbers weren't good. Anybody who bought in and thought that he was done made a big mistake. I think that he will get back to what he was a couple of years ago. And also, let's not forget, he's a guy that can steal bases as well. So my guess is where he sits in the lineup in terms of fourth, he's going to have Carlos Santana ahead of him a lot. He's going to have Lindor ahead of him a lot. And I would expect a bounce-back season from him for sure.
Speaking of Carlos Santana, you mentioned the name. I mean, he was someone who last year, Craig, had a career year, you know, at around 32, 33 years old. It's not something that we're used to seeing. Obviously, broke out .281, 34 home runs, 110 runs scored for Carlos Santana last year in the middle of this Cleveland Indians lineup. He made his way back to the Cleveland Indians after spending a brief season with the Philadelphia Phillies as well. We did see, you know, the average exit velocity go up last year, the hard contact rate go up last year. Craig, I feel like a lot of people have mentioned first base as a thin position, and I think it's fair to say, I think there's a very clear, you know, tier, a cliff that falls off after guys like Josh Bell and Goldschmidt and Anthony Rizzo. But if you wound up with Carlos Santana as your starting first baseman in a 15-team, let's say, Roto League with batting average, not on base percentage, how would you feel about that?
I mean, I think it would be okay. I think you know at this stage of Santana's career exactly what he is and who he's going to be. But, you know, I mean, I think that we're doing ourselves a disservice if we don't mention the on-base percentage, because I think that's really where he shines. And it's ironic that a lot of are really, in my mind, more built for getting on base. I mean, Anthony Rizzo is one of those guys as well where you can kind of throw away the batting average. But look, the Indians getting Santana back essentially for nothing, it was just really a mistake that the Phillies made, giving him a long-term extension. At the time, they thought he was a piece that they were going to build around. and they quickly pivoted, of course, and then Rhys Hoskins came on as well. So, look, Santana's always been very good there. I would imagine that he's probably a 20 to 25 home run guy. I think RBIs are going to be a little bit harder to come by this season in Cleveland. I don't see them as a very potent offense, and we'll clearly have to see where Mercado is in a couple of weeks. But, you know, that's to me the dynamic of the lineup that's a little bit unknown. Mercado, as we've mentioned, and I mentioned here on this show, many years ago he was in the St. Louis Cardinals organization, and I remember being around the team and going in the clubhouse doing interviews and asking about top prospects. Mercado never once was brought up. This was just a little skinny kid that they got internationally, and then all of a sudden has just really found himself last year with the Indians. So I have to, because of that, doubt the player, because when virtually an entire organization decides that you're not even worth keeping, because let's be honest, they didn't really get anything even back for him in return, I'm going to have to doubt Mercado this year. And so if I'm doubting Mercado, that's going to, you know, lower all of the other numbers in terms of runs driven in. But when I look at their lineup, Lindor, clearly an all-star. Santana, 20 to 80. Reyes has 30 home run potential for sure. Cesar Hernandez was a really nice pickup. But as you alluded to, and every part of fantasy that you don't want to quantify, because you don't want to like have a itchy trigger finger with some of these players thinking that they're going to get traded. But we're going to have to keep a very close eye on where the Indians are in the standings this season. And I think that really applies to four or five guys in this lineup.
I think you raise a really good point when it comes to Oscar Mercado, especially when he was within the Cardinals organization. You know, an organization that is typically so smart with the way that they handle prospects and the way that they develop their players as well. You know, there's a reason why we're talking about Dylan Carlson throughout the spring right now and why we are as excited about him as we are right now. So it's worth mentioning that I think that's a good point on Oscar Mercado. Last year, 15 home runs, 15 stolen bases. I think 15 home runs is probably a little bit optimistic. I think he's probably in the 10 to 12 range, but I do trust the speed. This is someone who has stolen, you know, over 30 bases in multiple levels throughout the minor leagues with Oscar Mercado. So I think he's someone that can provide potentially 25 stolen bases. So if you're looking for someone who can give you 10 to 12 home runs, 25 steals potentially, buy the dip right now, because as a result of this wrist injury, has him day to day as of now throughout spring. He is falling down draft boards a little bit. He's someone who people were very excited about a couple of weeks ago, drafting in the 8th, 9th round. You see, that those are one of the advantages of drafting early here, Craig Mish. I know that's something that we love to talk about here on the show, but Mercado is someone who is falling down draft board. So if you do like him, you can get a nice discount on Oscar Mercado right now. Getting back to Carlos Santana real quick, a player who's much, much better in points leagues. He was a top 5 first baseman in points leagues last year and typically is much better in that format than Roto because of its plate discipline. He makes a ton of contact. He walks a lot as well. So you're not losing points with the strikeouts. I know a lot of points leagues, they penalize you for strikeouts, but you know he makes a lot of contact and he obviously walks a lot as well. Anyone here at the back end of this lineup real quick, Craig, from Domingo Santana to Roberto Perez potentially as a catcher too, and then they have Greg Allen, maybe someone who can give you 10 to 15 steals in an AL only. Anyone there on the back end of this lineup that interests you this season?
Yeah, not really. I mean, Domingo Santana was kind of a fallback option for them this offseason, and they ended up signing to him to a very minimal contract. He unfortunately is a very poor defender, and Seattle basically decided they were done playing bad defense. Seattle's defense was the worst in all of Major League Baseball last year. And Mitch Lee Santana graded very low. So they got rid of him. They sacrificed some offense for some defense. I think the Indians are sacrificing some defense for some offense there. And look, we've been talking about Greg Allen now, Frank, here for 2 or 3 years. I just don't think that he's any more than what we've seen. The Indians, I mean, believe it or not, 3 years ago, you know, they had very high expectations for Bradley Zimmer. They thought Zimmer was going to kind of be in the same mold of Grady Sizemore with the 2 or 3 years that he had in Cleveland that were really successful. That did not work out. I think the Indians' offense is a little bit of a mess, and I think their outfield is really a mess. So I'm not buying into the bottom half of that lineup. That's for sure.
Interesting name there, Bradley Zimmer. Maybe keep an eye on him. He can get an opportunity to play if Greg Allen does not perform at the plate. All right, when we come back, we are going to dive into the pitching staff for the Cleveland Indians. Craig Mish, once again, is live from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We'll do all that here on Fantasy Sports Today.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup! The best friends forever.
I'll take Trevor Story over Trey Turner. I think you'll get better numbers from Story than you will Turner. Are you okay with that?
Well, so we talked about this, right? We had a whole show about this. What do we do about this home road split? Trevor Story. Trey Turner hasn't been able to. This is Trevor Story. For me, you're going to get more power. You'll get less steals, but I think all the other numbers will probably be pretty similar. I'm good with Trevor Story over Trey Turner.
Weekdays, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Sports Grid Network.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lose weight now. Go to Fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at Fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to Fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to Fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to Fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's Fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
Call 800-282-5112. 800-282-5112. That's 800-282-5112.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Frank Stanford.
Want to test your NCAA tournament bracket against our hosts like Gabe Morenci and Scott Farrell? Join our Sports Grid Bracket Challenge. Entering is easy. All you have to do is tweet at Sports Grid this week leading up to Selection Sunday and tell us when our show In-Game Live helps you win cold, hard cash. That's it. When we see your info is all good, we'll send you a link to our Bracket Challenge once Selection Sunday is over. The prizes are pretty sweet, including free swag, a tour of Studio 34, or a one-time on-air guest spot on your favorite Sports Grid show. That is Fantasy Sports Today. We'll even answer your fantasy question for you. Don't miss your opportunity to be the first Sports Grid bracket winner. For more details, follow us on Twitter at Sports Grid or on Instagram at Sports Grid TV. Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. I am Frank Stanfill, and we are live on Sports Grid. And live from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, that is Craig Mish. He's getting ready for the Marlins versus Yankees. And Craig, you'll have the opportunity to see one of the Yankees' top pitching prospects today in Devi Garcia. And obviously Marlins starting pitcher Sandy Alcantara, who people do have some excitement about this upcoming season from a fantasy perspective. I'm not going to lie, I'm pretty jealous.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing is that when you get these games where the teams travel across the state, and also given the fact that the Yankees have, at the very least, two key injuries to their offense, you're getting a very limited travel roster, which is indeed the case today in Jupiter. So I did have a chance to speak to Mike Ford before the game, so we'll hear from him tomorrow when we do our Yankees preview, potentially somebody to play a lot because of these injuries. Giovanni Ursula is here as well as Mike Talkman. But Frank, if you're a Yankees fan, today you're coming more or less to see the jerseys as opposed to the players. That's the case today, for sure.
Yeah, you're not going to see any of the big boppers, any of the big names here from the Yankees. But look, if you're a Yankee fan and you're out there, you do get a sneak peek at the future with Devy Garcia on the mound, someone that they're excited about. They talked about him potentially winning the fifth starter spot in the rotation. I don't think that that's going to happen. I think he still needs some seasoning at AAA. But we're here to talk about the Cleveland Indians. Enough of the Yankees. We'll save it for tomorrow here on Fantasy Sports Today. But we spoke about the lineup for the Cleveland Indians, and once considered the strength of the Cleveland Indians, it might still be, but it's going to do it with a few new names here in the rotation, and that includes Shane Bieber at the top, who was their ace last season and has really stepped up, expected to be their starter on opening day as well. You got Carlos Carrasco, who is still dealing with elbow inflammation, making his way back from leukemia. It's been a long road back. Obviously was diagnosed with it last season and did return in 2019 in a relief role. We'll see how healthy he can be this upcoming season and whether or not he can bounce back. Aaron Civale, someone who I know Craig Mish is very excited about this upcoming season. And then rounding out the rotation, we have Zach Plesac and Adam Plutko as well. Craig, as I mentioned, once considered the strength of this team, their starting pitching staff, do you still think that is the case here in 2020?
Yeah, I do, and I still think that the Indian staff is going to be very good. Bieber, Carrasco, Civale, Plesac, 1-4. I think that you put them up against the division. I think you put them up against a lot of teams in the American League. And by the way, with issues to Blake Snell and issues to Chris Sale and Severino and Verlander, I mean, the Indians have been more or less okay and they've been healthy. And the one name, of course, that is not on this list that obviously should be on this list is Mike Clevinger, who it looks like may be out a lot less than we thought. It looks like maybe he could make a mid-April or early May debut. He's already throwing again. And so let's put Clevinger in our minds here. So with Bieber, Clevinger, Carrasco, Civale, Plesac, I mean, that's starting 1-5. I could make the case Plesac, Plutko, Civale could be a 2 or a 3 starter on some of the teams we've already reviewed, like Baltimore or Kansas City or even the Boston Red Sox. So the pitching is definitely going to have to carry them. There's no question about that. You know, the offense is probably going to struggle, and they're going to have to get deep into these games, Frank. I don't think there's any question about that. But I do like their rotation, and I think it stacks up very well, both reality and fantasy. You mentioned Aaron Civale. I think that Civale, while he's not going to get a strikeout per inning, looks like the kind of guy that could be a workhorse. I don't think there's any restrictions on him. I see him with 170 innings, maybe 130, 140 strikeouts. Close games, maybe gets you 8 to 10 wins. I have him in a lot of leagues. I'm very much in on Civale. You're right.
Craig, remember when we did our closer preview and you somehow omitted Josh Hader at the top? You're obviously very busy at the time. This is my mulligan. This was my blunder here because you're right. I just completely forgot to put Mike Clevinger here in the rotation. Where even you're absolutely right. Forgot about Clev here as he's dealing with the injury, but should be back earlier than maybe was anticipated. You know, at the time of the injury, we were looking at maybe late April, early May. I mean, he's already throwing. And, you know, it seems like, you know, he's throwing off the mound and we're seeing some, you know, aggressive throws from Mike Clevinger here. And it looks like he might be ready to go earlier than anticipated. So it's worth talking about. You're right. I mean, he had a 16 start stretch last year, Craig, from July 3rd to September 24th, where he had a 1.76 ERA. There's a reason why people had Mike Clevinger ranked inside the top five heading into fantasy baseball draft season before, obviously, all the injuries took place. But people were really expecting Clevinger to be that guy this upcoming season. And you see here on the graphic here, Shane Bieber, the transformation that he has made from 2018 to 2019. I mean, a big topic of conversation, Craig, will be, can Bieber kind of keep up what he did in 2019? Will he be able to maintain the gains that he made? A 4.55 ERA in 2018. However, in 2019, and I love the jersey on the right, the Not Justin jersey. That's the player nickname jersey. So obviously not Justin Bieber. He's Shane Bieber. 3.28 ERA last season with 259 strikeouts. That was Shane Bieber. Craig, do you have any doubt that he can really kind of pick up where he left off from last season? Because obviously he made huge strides from the 2018-2019 season. Again, that is Shane Bieber.
Well, as you know, Frank, I participate in some of what we would call, I guess, the expert leagues, and Labor, the League of Alternative Baseball Reality League that I participated in a little bit over a week ago. Bieber was the one who I paid up for. So he's my ace. I'm going into the season with him. Looks like he's been durable, has avoided any kind of injuries, at least at the start of his young career. So I'm definitely in on him as well. And so in a lot of leagues, I'm going to have some shares of this Indians rotation. I wouldn't hesitate to take Clevinger too. And again, the reality of baseball is a little bit different than the fantasy side of it. And when you think of it from Clevinger's perspective at this point, sometimes it is better to have those injuries in the early part of spring training, like in February, because it does give you the ability to still work with the Major League Baseball training staff because they're still in Arizona, like Cleveland is right now and Clevinger is too. And if he's on a throwing program right now, let's consider it, and he's just kind of starting off again, then it's a spring training. And you know what, Frank? That's a month. April 11th is not that deep into the fantasy season. That's basically two or three starts that Clevinger would miss, would put him on target for 25 to maybe even 30 starts this season. I think you have to readjust your rankings with him and put him closer back to the top.
Yeah, I was going to mention, you know, where has the ADP been over the past week or so for Mike Clevinger? And he's going off the board as SP10, you know, right behind guys like Luis Castillo, Steven Strasburg, around pick 40 overall. So, you know, is that a little bit too early for you in terms of, you know, going behind, just behind guys like Strasburg, Castillo, and ahead of names like Clayton Kershaw, Patrick Corbin, Giolito? Does that seem like the right spot for Clevinger to be going right now?
It seems about right to me at this point. And again, you know, if he's not missing time, he's definitely a top eight guy for me. And so, yeah, I think that kind of sounds about right where I would have him.
All right, Craig, let's talk a little bit about your guy Aaron Civale here and what you might like about him. Obviously, he's enjoying a really, really nice spring thus far. And for me, it's really that the Cleveland Indians just do a great job developing starting pitchers. They always have. You know, really, you look back at the past decade, they've done a phenomenal job of developing starting pitchers. And some people are going to point to, well, he doesn't get enough swinging strikes. He doesn't get enough strikeouts. I mean, as he starts to figure things out a little bit at the major league level, I think that we can see that those strikeouts improve a little bit. This is somebody who has phenomenal numbers in his career in the minors as well, Craig. So, you know, tell us a little bit why you have been targeting Civale as aggressively as you have throughout draft season.
Yeah, I remember when he came up last year. And again, you know, sometimes you hear scouts and you hear different people go by different comps. And by comp, meaning that a scout or somebody in baseball will give you an example of a player, and sometimes it's very lofty and unrealistic, and sometimes it's spot on. And so to throw a comparison of Zach Greinke on Aaron Civale, I thought was pretty staggering. Now, again, this is maybe very early in Greinke's career. As you remember, he was you know, just pitching more to strikeouts. Now he's more of a pitch-to-contact type guy. He still gets strikeouts, of course, but Greinke's focus is always to get very deep into the game. That appears to be what Savali's is also. Again, I don't project him to be a very high strikeout guy, but sometimes, Frank, these guys that don't throw 97, 98 miles an hour end up lasting longer than the guys that do. I mean, Syndergaard is a great example of that. So give me durability, especially in one of these NFBC formats that you're looking at 50 rounds and you can't make pickups. You're just like, give me the volume. Give me Rick Porcello. Give me Kyle Hendricks. Give me the guys that are going to give me innings. I think that's where Civale fits in. And in Labor, he was a $3 player for me. So I thought that was a good price to play for potentially a pitcher with 115 innings, because that's what I'm trying to get always in fantasy. Not at the top, but in the middle or back of my rotation, as I want the volume.
All right, before we hit the break here, the closer, projected closer for the Cleveland Indians, Brad Hand. I think the handcuff here is James Karinchak, someone who has filthy strikeout stuff. I mean, someone who's averaged over 20 strikeouts per nine innings pitched in the minor leagues as well. Craig, Brad Hand, do you mind him as your closer one this year? I have him as a top 10 guy. I know he struggled a little bit last year, but for the most part, I don't mind Brad Hand as my first closer.
No, not at all. And sometimes he can go an inning and a third, an inning and two thirds. He's without a doubt in that category. Doesn't seem like there's any regression there as well. Indians don't have fantastic options. Grinchak obviously has the stuff to do it, but having never been in the ninth inning before, I think Han's going to be given every opportunity to continue closing the Indians.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-720-5971, 800-720-5971, 800-720-5971. That's 800-720-5971.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the product they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
And Talk Radio.